If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Cheers. Oh my god. Cheers. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz. These shiz rule. These shiz suck. These shiz rule. These shiz suck.
I think you have too many shoes.
Shut up.
I think you have too many shoes.
Shut up. Stupid boy. Let's party.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
And now.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
You know what? That's why.
The idiot had the wrong mic on. That idiot would be me. If anybody has a tape of this show, destroy it. I will maim the person who lets Kevin and Bean have that.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, that was Psycho Mike. Doc, so if you want to look him up after the show, feel
Please
free.
Please do. With our compliments.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31. It's Monday, the 12th of May. I see them.
Show me boobs. There they are.
Freaking Psycho Mike, by the way. We give him one job all weekend long. He can't do that. What's wrong with you, Mike?
What happened? What
did I do?
How hard was it to put on your shoes? That's all you had to do. Shoes.
Dude.
Where are your goddamn shoes?
That's all we said. I figured out what it was. Friday, I don't know.
Okay, wait. There were two, for those of you that don't follow, there were two games over the weekend. One on Friday, one yesterday.
Yeah.
Laker games. And Psycho Mike has the winning shoes. If he just wears them, the Lakers win.
That's all I heard about.
That's not
those
true.
Damn shoes.
I guess I need to be
those
watching.
Infallible.
Too.
You were watching?
Yesterday I had to do Mother's Day with
A-hole.
And
but how do you, in-laws, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought they were your
if
parents.
If it was my mom, you got to be kidding me.
No, I just thought like, they were your parents, mom? So they would want to watch. But
What's more important, the Lakers winning or your stupid mother-in-law? Mike, seriously, you made a poor choice there.
I know, and I apologize to my mother-in-law. I'm sure she's listening. And next time, if there's a Laker game on, you're just going to have to understand. Priorities, baby.
Well, the fans count on you to wear those shoes.
I strapped them up, and I had them ready to go, which looked really good with my Mother's Day outfit of, like, a sweater and stuff with, you know, these bright yellow shoes that are horrible. But I strapped them up. I had them on ready to go, and I realized that I didn't watch till the second half started, and I guess I got to watch from tip-off.
What about Friday? Did you watch
all of Friday?
I don't know. I'm still trying to invent a reason why.
You were wearing the shoes, though, right? You wore the
and
shoes.
And you watched.
And you watched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was maybe naked besides the shoes. Did that, you think that was it?
Well, I don't know, unless the team was revolting against the ugliness of your naked body.
Yeah.
Now, it's not that they were away games because you wore the shoes when they beat Denver, when they swept Denver, even away, right? So it's not that.
Yes, but I mean, maybe they won in Denver in spite of the fact that, you know, I wasn't there. So it might just be the shoes in the arena.
Okay, let me ask you another question, because how do you determine now if a major change needs to be made? I mean, maybe the shoes have lost their magic. Do they run out?
That's a good point. Should I go Wednesday night when the Lakers return to Staples Center for Game 5? Do I go with the shoes and still keep the home thing, you know, the home vibe going?
Yeah, right.
Or do I try something new thinking that maybe the shoes have lost their mojo?
And a more important question is, when will you realize that what you wear or don't wear or watch or don't watch has nothing to do with the outcome of the game, period?
You just don't understand, Bean.
Guy with no team at all? Guy with team who left him?
I'm just saying that the shoes...
I'm just saying!
But the shoes don't work, is what I'm saying.
Oh, really?
Well, they don't seem to have this weekend.
Look at Friday, look at Sunday.
Every time I take them to the Staples Center when they play, they seem to work.
Wow. Okay, well, that's
we'll find
I'm holding
out
on
now,
to some thread
that's
of hope.
That's a different story then.
Somehow Mike needs credit for the Lakers when they win.
I don't
somehow
need credit.
Yet he will not accept blame when they lose. That's the interesting thing that's going on here.
And I blame him.
I blame him as well, by the way. It's the first thing I thought when I saw the score Friday night is stupid Mike.
I'll take the blame. I'd rather take the blame than any of the Lakers or the coaching staff so that they start, you know, maybe some infighting. I don't want that to happen. Go ahead. Throw the blame on me, guys. It's all me.
Now this...
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah. This inflammation of Kobe's lower back, is that also your fault?
Yes. Yes.
That's your fault as well.
Yes.
Okay.
I apologize, Kobe. I'm willing to start physical therapy today.
All right. Good.
I will massage all areas of your body.
I don't think that's what he needs, but no. Thank you. Okay.
But you'd love to do that.
Yeah.
And by the way, one more sports note. Has anyone seen our Philadelphia Flyers fan yet this morning?
Have not?
No.
Okay.
They are they're one of the final four teams in the playoffs in the NHL, but they got beat 4-2 again for the second game in a row.
Oh.
Yes. So their backs are pretty much against the wall against Pittsburgh, which cannot make Argar very happy.
Okay. Well, he's probably not thrilled, but
he'll soldier on.
Yes, he will.
He always does. He doesn't have much choice.
Nope. Lisa, you got to get yourself a team. That's all there is to it. You're missing out on all this heartbreak.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't sound very much fun. I got to wear certain shoes, and then they're not going to work. And then I got to rethink it.
A lot of pressure.
It doesn't matter. In the end, they all lose.
The funny thing about Lisa is she says, I don't want to have a team. The only team she really roots for is the Red Sox. And Red Sox fans, the biggest group of superstitious a-holes in the world. That's the one team she decides to get behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I only root for them when they're in the World Series.
Oh, wow.
I paid no attention before.
That's a narrow category.
Don't you think?
One team if they're in the World Series.
It's a very light burden.
Wow. That's not much work.
I went to see my beloved Seattle Mariners. I was there Friday night to watch them lose their 9th out of 10 games in a row.
Good.
So I had that going for me.
You should change your shoes, dude.
Saturday they lost their 10th out of 11 in a row, so I got to watch that one on TV. So now, maybe it's me. I need to stop.
I was going to say, at some point, perhaps you need to blame yourself and just abandon the team wholeheartedly.
Well, yesterday I did watch the game and they did win, so now I'm confused. Now I understand why Lisa doesn't like the pressure, because it's too much to decide now.
Makes your head explode.
What do I do?
Maybe on a Wednesday before the next Laker game, we need to have a conversation with our listeners and find out if Psycho Mike needs to pull the plug on the shoes.
Okay.
Or if perhaps Psycho Mike was still kind of doing his part and somebody else let us down.
There's maybe that possibility. He says it's a group thing.
Yeah, we went over that. It's a network of guys, and I'm sure out of the thousands, if not millions, of Laker fans around the world, someone didn't hold up to their
bargain. Someone
else
dropped the ball?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Because you got to make that decision. I mean, you got to go, hey, maybe it was somebody else, or it was me and I needed to make a change, or bring a couple of pair of shoes and a backpack or something and a fanny pack.
I mean, I guess, you know, if you guys are going to open the phones, I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Well, we'll do that on Wednesday.
I think he needs to bring a fanny pack to the game.
That's you guys are going to have me.
I'm behind that decision. Yes.
You'll open the phones to K-Rock listeners. I'm going to end up looking like Vic the Brick in the game with like a babushka.
Yep. The headband?
Yeah, the G-string.
Any luck at all.
He is unbelievable. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Let's talk about Moose,
the
greatest intern in the world. We'll tell
What's
you
Moose
why.
Moose up to?
Well, we'll tell you. Okay. He's, I don't want to give him too much heads up because then he'll start formulating, defenses.
A defense, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want
you can't defend stupid, though.
Oh,
how dare you?
Man. I'm just saying.
Why do you hate?
I like Moose, but
sounds like it.
It's common knowledge the guy's retarded.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know that he's retarded. It's not common knowledge.
That is not very nice. I have a nephew who's retarded, and he has to wear a helmet.
Yeah, that's all.
Speaking of the Lakers, Matt Money Smith in the studio today.
Awesome.
Talking about why Mike let us all down and the Kobe interview and other things.
Okay.
Maybe Money shouldn't have gone to Utah this weekend. Anyone think it might have been his fault?
Well, he's kind of been with the team the whole year, so I'm guessing that it's not his fault.
He doesn't always travel with the team.
No,
that's
true.
That's a good point, Bean. We might have to take this up with Money.
But how do you determine? That's the question. How do you know what it is if it's so absurd to begin with?
If you're making it up anyway, how can you tell what's true?
Also on the program today, we have tickets for K-Rock's Weenie Roasty Fiesta.
Aye, aye, aye.
Got that coming up this morning. Nicely done.
Well, thank you.
Well done.
We have a hot girl map. We'll tell you about that. It's online.
Yes, we do.
You like type in your zip, your area code, or your zip code, or whatever, and then it'll tell you what kind of chicks are at the bars around you.
That's awesome.
Because you need that.
I think. By the way, I'm going to bring this up with the guy. I don't know how successful his venture is so far, but it needs to be expanded. Whereas all hot chicks have to get a chip put in them, and that way you can see not just girls at bars. If there's hot chicks at the supermarket, at the gas station, at the dry cleaner, wherever they are, they show up on a map near your house. I think that would be the cool thing to do.
You just track them?
Track them,
like
wildlife. Track all hot chicks.
Track them, just tag them and let them go?
Yes. What's the downside there?
Track
it's awesome.
What's the downside there? I've got your answer.
The internet.
Chip. Aiming on every word.
Chip.
Master baiting for you.
Chip.
He's the internet predator. Chip.
Chip.
I'm talking about 18 and up. You tag them.
I'm just saying. That's what you get when you start tagging people.
Listen, we girls, we love to be tagged.
Yeah, nothing like that.
That's awesome. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's a euphemism.
Also, K-Rex, we Rosie Fiesta ticket on sale announcement this morning at 7:15.
Okay.
How far is David? The festival from the Marriott Palm Desert? You know?
It's quite a ways. Irvine is not close to the Marriott in Palm Desert.
I would leave early.
Mr. Hasselhoff. Yes, leave.
I'd love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Not playing.
Sorry, not playing. Not on the bill.
Thank you, though.
Can't help you.
We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
7:20 this morning, or thereabouts. We'll give you all the information you need to know to buy your tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2008. That is coming up. By the way, plus we also have tickets for K-Rock Advanced Screening of the new Indiana Jones movie on today's Kevin Adventure. How about that? That's a movie that maybe some people are looking forward to seeing.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Someone go now.
Can't wait.
Okay. 5:47. Here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Woohoo! Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Speaking of movies, Iron Man dropped off by 50% this weekend.
Wow.
Of course, when you make $100 million in your opening weekend, it still means you pulled in over $50 million.
Wow.
Which ain't too shabby, even on an opening weekend for your average American film.
That's pretty strong.
So, still doing very well. Speed Racer, big disappointment. Came in number second, made only just a hair over $20 million. Not what they were expecting at all.
Yeah, what were they expecting? You remember?
They were estimating in the 45 to 50 range. They were hoping it would open. Wow. It cost over $200 million to make.
Ouch.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What happens in Vegas ends up at number three on the box office list this weekend. $20 million, just below Speed Racer. Maid of Honor was number four, then Baby Mama at number five, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Harold and Kumar, The Forbidden Kingdom, Nim's Island, and Red Belt, the MMA thriller starring Tim Allen, came in at number 10 this weekend, inexplicably. Anybody see a movie? Anybody seen a movie?
Did not.
I did not. Wanted to. Busy, busy weekend.
Can you imagine what B means when he says busy, busy?
Very busy.
We had to take a toaster out to the trash can, and then
that's all of Friday. And that's it for Friday.
He had to stack the bodies in the basement. They were getting ripe. He had to rewrap them. Minnie Driver staying absolutely mum about the identity of her baby's daddy.
Oh, really?
No one knows who the father of her unborn child is, and she says she will not tell.
Is it because she doesn't know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
There is some speculation that it was musician Craig Zolezzi, but she's saying that is not him, and marriage isn't in her plans for the anytime in the near future with the guy who's the father, and it's not important. Maybe not to you, maybe the child would like to know, but he can seal that up in an envelope and give it to him on his 18th birthday.
Lisa, what would the reasons be that she would not want to reveal the information? That the guy's married, maybe?
That could be. Maybe it's embarrassing. Maybe she doesn't really like
maybe
the guy
she doesn't
and
know.
Wanted to have anything to do with it.
Maybe he doesn't know. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Carrot Top. Would you want to keep that a secret?
Good point.
That freaky alien with the arms from the government? Something like that?
He has arms from the government?
Yeah. Speaking of babies, remember Mariah Carey said that she would never have a baby because it would feel like an invasion?
Right.
She had a baby. Somebody came out of her vagina, I guess it would feel too invasive.
Yes.
Well, she tells the New York Daily News that the purpose of getting married to Nick Cannon so quickly was to have children.
Oh, no. Really?
So she wants a baby as soon as possible. Since changed her tune.
No.
Yeah. And she wants her kid to have the best child and upbringing possible, and she thinks Nick will be a great dad.
Well, she's known him for 2 months.
Not that big.
Wow. So, she crazy.
She's really committed to the idea of having a baby this week.
Wow.
Game.
It's going to happen when she has the baby and feels all violated, and then she hates the baby. Nick, run!
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan! Back in the news and back on the sauce, if you believe bystanders.
Uh-oh.
New York Daily News says that Lindsay was doing shots of tequila with Lauren Conrad the other night here in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, Lindsay's representatives are dismissing the story as untrue and, in their words, just plain mean. That's just mean, girls.
Whore.
They said mean girls. Completely untrue. It was Jaeger. Not tequila at all. Please get your facts straight. He's going to do anything, won't you? Speaking of representatives for celebrities that are upset, no one could be more pissed than Lisa Perkins, who happens to be Misha Barton's public relations person.
Oh.
She's telling anyone who listens that the photographs of Misha with all the cottage cheese on her ass and legs.
That makes Mike so angry?
Yes, that makes Mike want to kill her.
Yeah.
Are, in fact, doctored images. Photoshopped, she claims. She claims that she knows the identity of the photographer who did the work, a photographer named Jamie Fawcett. She names him specifically and says he is a parasite.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
I think there's only one way to settle this. Get Misha Barton out there, drop her drawers, and let's take some more photographs.
All right.
Get her down to the CSI lab.
Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't get, though. Aren't there hundreds of photos of her in bikinis over the years? I mean, wouldn't it be pretty easy to see that it's not just this one set? It's many photos?
Yeah, we've
That's true. That's a good observation.
We've actually seen this before.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy was doing it his whole life.
The whole time.
He follows her everywhere he goes. 10. Hey, give me that picture of Misha Barton. Maybe. I want to do a little drawing on
that. You know she's going to do a Tyra and just train like a fighter for 6 months and then go, you guys want to see pictures
look,
now?
See? Look at my thighs. There's no cottage cheese there. Yeah. Seems like much ado about nothing, but when you're Misha Barton, I guess that's all you got going on in your life. Chad and Elizabeth and her co-star from Dancing with the Stars, Derek Hough, are shacking up. So funny because they wanted to, they were trying to keep that on the DL for a while, that relationship, but it kind of broke through when they're making out on the beach in Malibu rolling around and everyone saw them. According to Star Magazine, Elizabeth isn't a big fan of being alone and wants Derek to be by her side constantly. Sounds very healthy. Good luck, kids.
Chicks love Wang Bone.
That is true.
Let's take a look at the celebrity courtroom, shall we? Dennis Farina. You know him. Big-time actor from Midnight Run. Yeah. And
he's the guy with the pothole face?
Yes.
Yeah.
The salt and pepper hair guy, mustache. Very Chicago-Italian.
He'd be like Italian.
Did a lot of mobster type roles. He is good in actor. A new movie, What Happens in Vegas.
Yeah.
Celebrating his return to the big screen this weekend. And he celebrated by walking through LAX with a loaded .22 in his bag.
What? Loaded? What?
Loaded .22 caliber handgun in his carry-on bag.
Oh, my. They'll never find that.
Sadly, Lisa, they did, in fact, intercept him at a security checkpoint with the loaded gun. And he said, I forgot it was in there.
Which, by the way, I totally believe, because no one ever expects they can get a loaded gun through security, so you wouldn't put it in your carry-on luggage unless you forgot it was there.
What are you doing with guns that you're actually forgetting where they are?
Yeah. Is it such a commonplace occurrence that you know, I'm just going to toss this loaded gun in my bag. I'll get it later.
In my carry-on. I'll take it out before
I
go to the airport.
I'll remember to pick it up and kill someone before I get to the airport.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either. I think it's BS.
What do you think? I mean, how do you think he was planning on getting it through security then?
Don't know.
Give it a shot.
Maybe he's gotten it through before.
I can't imagine he ever did, but it just seems like
that's what makes it not make sense that he knew it was in there.
Look, how do you lose track of your loaded gun?
Right, you might miss.
I forgot I had a loaded gun.
Hey, I forgot I had that shampoo in there. Sorry,
right,
I mean
that's different.
Loaded weapon.
Gun.
I don't know much about Mr. Farina, but maybe he often has guns. What's his deal?
Mr. Rad, Dave the King of Mexico, says it was an unregistered gun.
Well, look at him now.
Mm-hmm. That makes it worse.
Mm-hmm. He's a gangsta. Yeah. He's OG.
That's how he rolls.
Right. He got arrested and booked on suspicion of carrying a concealed weapon. Look, if you find it in his bag, it's no longer a suspicion. Freaking airport cops. And
oh, they'll love this downtown, folks.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
All right, Doc. DMX busted again.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, that guy.
The rapper slash actor was bagged by cops after a SWAT team showed up at his house early Friday morning.
Wow.
Apparently, there were some reports that he had a number of malnourished pit bulls on his property.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a bad dude right there.
DMX was holding up in his room, by the way. Would not come out when the cops first arrived, but they negotiated him out of the bedroom after they discovered weapons, drugs, and 5 pit bulls on his property. He was charged with 7 misdemeanor counts of animal cruelty and 4 counts of felony drug possession. Wow. Happy Mother's Day, Mrs. DMX. Your little boy is quite the young man.
He needed Dennis Farina protecting him out in front of the house.
That's
what
right.
He needed.
Pop some caps in their ass.
Isn't DMX the one that claimed he was raped by the girl?
Yep. She raped me, honey.
Is he? He's the one?
Isn't he the one?
Yeah.
I think.
She raped me, honey. Because he had a baby. He had a baby mama, remember? And he was with a girl at the time, a wife or a girlfriend or something. And when the girl came forward with the baby results, he said, I can't help it. She raped me. That's what happened. That's how she got pregnant. Because women are such bitches that way.
You know how they are
when they rape you and stuff.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, they dug up a bunch of abused dogs on his property, too. He was another one of those dog fighter guys. Yeah. So they and, do need to put him down.
Let's not forget, he has a line of couture fatigues and flak jackets made for dogs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, really?
A bulletproof vest for your dog. Yeah. I forgot about that.
What could be wrong with this guy?
How much profit is that industry turning over, by the way?
No, it can't be much.
Flak jackets for your dogs.
Yeah, once Michael Vick's in jail, who else is left? I mean,
well, DMX, apparently. You got to protect your dog from him. And lastly, as we... hey, everybody have a good Mother's Day. Everybody celebrate.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Very nice.
As we think of our mom still a day after Mother's Day, Chris Noth making the rest of us look bad.
Who's that?
He is Mr. Big from Sex and the City. Also was on Law and Order for many years. Come on, Kevin.
I don't watch Law and
Order. But
you've
seen him around.
Dude, he's the main guy in Criminal Intent now.
You've just seen him around.
He started off as
Law and Order, then he went to Criminal
Intent.
All right,
I've seen him.
Mr. Big, he was the boyfriend.
Yeah, Carrie's broken up with him like 5 times, and now they're finally getting married.
Come on.
How can you not know who he is?
I so hate you right now. Why will this stupid Sex and the City movie not come out?
I think what's confusing everyone, Kevin, is some people are aware of celebrities even if they don't actually watch the shows that they're on because they're famous people.
Okay, I recognize him. He's Chris Noth. How recognizable should he be?
That's all we're saying.
Why do you say Chris Noth? You say, oh, yeah, that dude.
All right, okay, that dude. What's wrong with you people?
Now he's just pretending.
Yeah, exactly. Now just placating us.
I hate you all.
He tells the New York
all right,
Post.
I want to see you draw a police sketch of him right now so you can prove you know who we're talking
Describe
about.
Describe Chris Noth. Tell me about him. Tell me what he looks like.
Since you know who he is.
A rough idea.
Which one is
he? I know exactly who
How
he is.
Old
he's that
he
dude
is.
On that show.
He's black.
Just give me an idea.
He's what he looks black.
Like. He's not black. He's white.
He's tall.
No, he's short.
He's fat.
He's muscular.
He's blonde.
He
has dark hair.
Okay, it really doesn't matter. It's Chris Noth.
Anyway.
But you're the only one listening who doesn't know who he is,
but
though.
I don't care. Why do you think that bothers me?
It doesn't bother you, obviously.
That's bullshit.
It bothers everyone who knows you. I think it's just because we go through this every time I do a show of a story and I mention a name and you go, don't know who that guy is.
Maybe I'm not getting a picture in my mind.
We're just saying, how can you stumble through life without accidentally finding out who some of these people are?
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
You need a photo dossier to hand to Kevin before every report.
We have to brief him before every show business.
I don't care that
much.
Now,
this gentleman, his name is Chris Noth, Kevin.
Don't care. Anyway. Now, you're a guy who I don't know your name.
Okay. Yeah. It's Chris Noth. All right, let Ralph go on.
The New York Post talked to Chris, and he said that his mother is his biggest fan, but also the biggest influence on his life. So for Mother's Day, he bought her a home in Maui.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, boy, is my mom going to be expecting a bigger gift next year.
Wow.
She reads this story. Yeah.
Who are we talking about, Ralph?
I don't know. some black blonde guy who's short and fat. Today's celebrity birthdays, Malcolm David Kelly. No, not Malcolm Jamal Water.
Oh.
This is another Malcolm something something. He's on Lost. He's Walt on Lost.
Oh, okay.
16 years old today. Jason Biggs, our pal from American Pie, is 30 years old today. Stephen Baldwin. Is he the ugly Baldwin?
He's religious Baldwin.
Oh, he's Barney
right?
Rubblebubbin.
Crazy but crazy.
Exactly.
Barney Rubble Baldwin. He's 42 years old today. Emilio Estevez is 46.
Oh, that's Chris Noth, sure.
We just brought him a picture.
You know the guy, right?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, I'm sure you do. That's Chris Noth.
Alex just brought me a picture.
That's Chris Noth.
Okay, all right, good.
Now you know.
It wasn't that worth all that, though.
All right, a week from now, I'm going to pull out that picture and say, what is the name of this person?
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
And if you don't call him Chris Noth, I'm going to smack you in the head with a frying pan.
I'm telling you now, I'm not going to because I don't care.
He had sex with a picnic bench, right?
That's right. Ving Rhames is 49 years old today. Gabriel Byrne turns 58. And George Carlin, comic genius, is 71 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the thing?
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
Barely.
Almost over.
1 hour from right now, details on how you can buy your tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2008.
First,
First, though, we've got a little bit of a problem. We may need some help from the K-Rock audience here. We, Kevin and I have decided, because we can, because we're the bosses, that someone on our show is doing salvia, okay? And we don't know who it's going to be, and frankly, we don't care. But at the rate people are dropping out and telling us they can't do it, I'm worried we're going to have a problem here, Kevin.
Well, Omar was going to do it today, but then you were watching the YouTube.
I started watching the videos, and it does not look like fun, dude.
And by the way, the people who try it and then videotape themselves and put it up on YouTube.
God bless you, first of all.
First of all, yes.
Thank you.
But why would you do that?
Because to share it with your friends that aren't there to see it when you do it?
Because you think it's funny?
It that could be, but it does not make you look more intelligent.
No, it's like everybody that's on there, like, trying it for the first time, there's no, like, people that are doing it for the second or third time. It's all first-timers, and it's all their friends who get their friends to do it and just poke and make fun of them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's what we were going to do.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the news report.
Salvia divinorum is a hallucinogenic plant historically used by Mazatec Indian shamans in Oaxaca, Mexico. It is the strongest naturally occurring hallucinogen known to man.
Yes.
If it's good enough for the Mazatec Indian shamans,
it's good enough for Omar.
That's what I have to say.
It sounds like good times, right?
Here's why it's in the news a lot. A, it's becoming popular and people are buying it and using it all over the country. But B, now there's some a-hole congressman who's trying to introduce legislation to make it illegal to sell. And that's why we have to put our foot down and say, no, don't take it away before someone on our show gets to try it.
Because people are enjoying it, it must be outlawed immediately?
Apparently
I think
so.
The first move is just to make it illegal to minors, which I'm okay with that.
All right. Hey, Moose, come in. Moose has tried it, by the way, just for the record.
Oh, he has?
He may be stuck on it permanently.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe.
So we have some of the YouTube audio from some of the videos, and it really is hard to put into words clearly.
I feel this is so weird.
Now, these are people who try it and then videotape themselves and then put it up on YouTube. Their response.
And tell me this, though, if you had the same, if you were as surprised as I was at how fast it works when people inhale it, it just seems like 5 seconds later they're in a trance.
Yeah, you
so different from pot.
Yeah, you inhale it and then you hold it for about 20 seconds inside your lungs. You exhale, and exactly like being said, about 5 seconds later, you're high.
I'm so glad that I'm recording this on a video because I can't even begin to imagine. Like right now, like I'm trying to even say that and I can't because it's weird. There's like something preventing me from even speaking those words. And look at this. I don't even know what's going on right now.
Now, that guy has a lot more to say than most of the videos on YouTube where people are just either laughing or smiling or just staring off into space, and you know that they have a party going on in their head, but they can't express it to anybody who's around them what's happening.
Yeah,
that's true. It does it does render people speechless, which is kind of funny because they sit there and they don't understand why they can't talk, but nothing's coming out.
Yeah, and a couple of people just drool, too.
Yeah,
that is true. It's crazy.
Now, Moose is our intern. We're going to introduce him to you a little bit later on as well with another feature. But this, you've done the salvia. How many times you've done it?
Yes, about twice.
Twice. Okay.
For me, I don't know. I'm always kind of a little bit more mellow, always with the...
You think?
The sort of high thing. A lot of my friends will trip out completely and freak out. For me, the room just kind of stretches out and moves a little bit. But for my other friends, I had one friend think that he was being attacked by dinosaurs and ran and hid under the bed.
Okay, that doesn't sound fun.
I like it.
And I had another friend think that we were all clowns in a circus. And that was really fun.
That was true, by the way.
That could be horrifying.
All right, let's talk to Jake.
Moose, you clearly liked it enough the first time to do it again, right?
Yeah.
Would you do it another time?
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, it's not something you are excited about or look forward to or like, though. It was just really more of an experiment than anything you're going to do regularly.
I never like tripping my brain out so much that I start seeing different things. I figure that's not good for it. So, you know, I don't have enough brain cells as it is. And so to
that's
take
pretty accurate.
Some more away, you know.
How long did the effect last for you when you took it?
It's about 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes.
And when you come out of it, how do you feel?
Fine. Usually
just
I
normal,
take a big
completely
dump,
normal.
But that's it.
Okay, thanks, Moose. Okay. All right, we're not going to need any more from you. Jake, good morning.
What's up, guys? Lisa May.
Hello.
Hey, so, yeah, I smoked this stuff twice. The first time I went into outer space.
Okay.
And my buddy said I was sitting in a chair moving my arms like I was weightless.
Awesome.
And then the second time I time traveled, and when I came out of it, I'm pretty sure I looked at my buddy and I said, you know, oh, man, I got to get home. I don't know what day it is. And they're like, dude, like 5 minutes have passed. I don't know why you're here. It's pretty bad.
Is it something that you enjoyed? It doesn't seem like it.
You know what? It was good, but I wouldn't do it again. I tell people it's something they should try. Because it wasn't that bad, but, I mean, I wouldn't do it again. It kind of scared me a little bit the second time when I time traveled.
All right.
Well, yeah. It is kind of scary in that we don't know all that much about it. I mean, I guess they could ask the Indians who have been using it for a long time. But, I mean, I would just be nervous that, you know, with LSD, for instance, and I know this is nowhere near as powerful as that, you know, you can take one bad trip and it can affect you for the rest of your life. And that would be my fear, is that somehow there's some long-term effects that we don't know yet.
I don't know how you can say that when you watch this YouTube video.
What? I'm gonna kill you.
What could be wrong with that?
He's
being chased by dinosaurs too, apparently.
Sounds good.
From the Lakers radio broadcast team, our former sports guy here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Matt Money Smith, joins us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, and he can explain how Psycho Mike helped the Lakers lose both games over the weekend by not appropriately wearing the lucky shoes. So we'll take the blame for that. By the way, would you say that 95% of the black people in Utah are on the Jazz?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. If you look at the crowd, or you watch the audience when you're seeing the game, it's like the only black guys in the room are the guys on the floor.
It is a white crowd.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
Not a lot of color. That's what we're saying. Time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day for any topic.
Dude, I'm stoned.
Ralph was talking about Speed Racer. He seemed maybe a little too excited about it.
Hey, Ralph Garman. Gay.
I got to tell you, I was really looking forward to Speed Racer, not only as a fan of the cartoon, but just loving the Wachowski brothers and their vision as directors. And then when the reviews started coming in, I thought, wow. And apparently, just a disaster. Apparently not a good movie.
That's a bummer.
Yeah,
it is.
People are trying everything they can to get into the Weenie Roast. It's this Saturday.
I will suck a to go to Weenie Roast. Go to Weenie Roast.
Yeah. Sorry about that, dude.
You know what's worse than trying to get Weenie Roast tickets and not getting through? Being caller 19. I hate 19.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Some people don't have that problem.
Ha ha. For all you guys calling that need those Weenie Roast tickets, I already won them, so keep on trying, losers.
Dude.
That's nice. That's thoughtful. Like Bean mentioned, the Lakers dropped two over the weekend.
Hey, Psycho Mike, what the hell happened to your shoes? Your shoes suck. Sucked. Did I mention they suck?
1, 2, 3, Psycho sucks. 4, 5, 6, Mike's gay.
Oh, that turned ugly.
Text to landline call every once in a while.
Hello, Lisa. Ding, ding. Lisa, Lisa, Lisa May, ding, 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 ding. Bean, you're gay.
Oh, come on.
That's the way it works. Call.
You got that clip from Tila Tequila, Shot at Love?
You know I do.
Chicks love Wang Bone.
Bitches love Wang Bone. And so does listener Dave.
Oh.
Both those things are true.
Everybody wang bone tonight. Oh, yeah. Popular 80s reference. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't as good as you're making it sound.
Kevin and Bean, big fan. But what's up with not playing the Kevin and Bean theme song? Come on, just play it. Come on. Come on. Come on.
What's he talking about?
Kevin and Bean theme
song.
Why aren't we playing
the theme? Oh, the team song. Theme song. I'm sorry.
Kind of dropped that like a hot potato, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, it's not good.
I'd listen to it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Do we have
neither.
It, Mike?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Do we have it?
Really?
Oh. Now, will it take any amount of time? Because
If it takes too long, it's
over there in the corner looking.
It's all right, dude. We can just move on. Don't worry about it.
If he can put his finger on it, it might be fun to hear.
He's rap-played
it. Rifling through stuff. Could take a while.
A month.
Oh, maybe the CD player won't work. So then what do you do? And then you're out.
Maybe the Lakers need to record their own new theme song. Maybe that's what is missing.
I would like to point out in our defense that this was recorded on purpose to be bad, like those 80s athletic songs that Dodgers did, Lakers did.
Yeah, we could have been good if we'd wanted to be.
Right.
We are the team from Kevin and Bree. We're number one on the radio scene. From the beach to the valley and the city. LA 909 and the OC.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I'm the best. I got more talent than all the rest.
Yup.
Master of voices and showbiz news. Ain't nobody can fill my shoes.
Nope.
Sexual expert, that is me. I banged every girl from here to Philly. That's the city of brotherly love. King of Mexico, put on the fingerless glove.
That's right, ladies, I'm the king. South of the border, red, white, and green. I can't speak Spanish and grammar is lame. I just rock the no game game. If you think you could handle a piece of me, come down to the bunker in the LBC. LBC.
Long Beach in the house.
Yo! Chocolate for breakfast and for lunch. $400 a month. A month! My name is Lightning. Call me Jay. Passing judgment is the game I play. I like big trucks and real big boobies. I'm the best at making movies. You better have nice rims on your ride if you want me to sell you any bride.
I like lettuce and bad TV. When it comes to cigarettes, I'm a real OG.
Yeah.
Eat pop brownies, go see a play. I'm the traffic hottie named Lisa May. Traffic is the name of my game. There's a huge backup in my f***ing lane.
All right.
I'm the man who makes the beats. DJ Omar Khan with the kook among the heat. King of the treble and the bass. I wanna punch Rachel Ray in her fat whore face. Eat it, snort it, inject it too. I've done every drug that there is to do. On the ones and twos, I deep in the night. Everything's gonna be okay, alright?
Rich green pleather, bright yellow hair. My sentence structure is beyond compare. Kevin's the name, don't wear it out. I already forgot what I was talking about.
What?
Could someone please fill me in? Big Ducks fan. Watch all the time him. All the time him.
Big Ducks fan.
I'm the music man. I write this song. And I play with my all day long. When I'm not pumping iron, I pump my fist. So much that I injured my wrist. I'm Psycho Mike. And I'm here to say my life would be better if I just turned gay.
Gay.
I was 6'2" on my date of birth. I'd rather live on Pluto than planet Earth. B to the E to the A to the N. I consider my bulldog my best friend. At night, I dream of my sweet Zach. If stupid Vanessa would give him back. Lurking deep in the Seattle fog, I furiously type up my gay blog. I'm an Asperger's having 8-foot feet. Everybody at the post office calls me P.
Penis in the morning, penis at night. Penis is the thing that makes me feel alright. A strong veiny d- is what I love. I fit big d- like a glove. Don't got no problem with the back door. I'm producer Alex. Call me super whore.
We are the team from Kevin and Bean. We're number one on the radio scene. From the beach to the valley and the city. LA 909 and the OC.
That's just not good.
In a half hour, details on how you can buy tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. Bean, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I think we've been saying it wrong the whole time.
What?
Oh, okay. Because here's Rodney.
Plus, I got tickets to give away to the amazing Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Yay Fiesta.
Yay Fiesta.
Oh, my.
So you got to say Yay Fiesta.
Say Weenie Roast.
Right.
Yay Fiesta.
Yay Fiesta.
Plus, I got tickets to give away to the amazing Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Oh, my God. He saw the letter Y and thought it was yay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's fantastic.
Isn't that nice?
Wow.
Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year.
Okay, that's
Coachella.
Fine.
I miss Coachella.
It's Coachella.
6:53. Ralph is here with the showbiz beat for a Monday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
I don't know. I hate to start Monday off on a bad note.
Uh-oh. What's wrong?
I got some
Flyers.
I got some bad news. Hey, easy with the Flyers.
I'm just asking if that's what it is. No one would blame you if you were
We're coming
upset
home
over
now.
That.
It's a 7-game series. It's only two. That. It's only two.
It's a 4-game series.
Coming to okay.
4 games.
How much you want to bet? How much you bet the Flyers won't win a game?
Well, you got to give me odds on that.
Well, you're the one saying 4-game series.
I'm just saying it's
well, then
very
shut
possible.
Up. It's very possible. Everything's possible. It's possible. You might know who Chris Noth is next week. But, you know.
Unless you put some money on it, it's not worth it.
Four games.
Four games. Then put your money where your mouth is. Come on, tough guy.
I agree, though. That's that requires odds.
Thank
like
you. Not when you're coming out saying it's going to be a four-game series.
He's saying
he didn't start the bet. He did. He said he knows it's going to be a four-game series.
Wow. He thinks it's likely. But is he? I mean,
well, then, how likely?
How unlikely is it? You want to be willing to put some numbers, you know, put some math behind it.
I know you don't operate in the real world, but when someone makes a wager, when they're saying something, usually they're the one that has to put up the money if they're making a claim.
Apparently a sensitive topic.
I'm just saying, if you want to make that claim, then.
But how confident are you that Kevin is wrong? I'm saying, what if Kevin says he'll give you 10 credits, for instance, if it happens? You give him 20 if it doesn't, that sort of thing.
Seems fair.
All right, you give me $10 if they win a game. I give you 20 if they don't.
Or however. Yes. I mean, however you want to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Fair enough. You know what's pathetic about this is that I'm smack-talking for a team that's not even my team.
That's true.
It's Ralph's team, not my team.
I bet you the Kings don't win one game in their series.
Well, that's a done deal. Oh, that's okay. A guarantee.
Thing is, all their goals, like 7 out of the 6 goals that matter, 6 goals out of the 7 that mattered, were all on giveaways, all turnovers. Their transition game is amazing, but it's all Flyer mistakes. They were actually playing pretty well, especially last night.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But they've been coughing up the puck. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But I think things will change at the Wachovia tomorrow night.
If we've learned anything from the Lakers this weekend, is the home court advantage helps.
Yeah. Stupid Michael. No lead is stupid
safe.
Shoes.
No lead is safe.
That's true.
So you got to be careful what you say. But no, the bad news I was talking about was Kevin got his ass kicked at the poker tournament on Saturday night.
Really?
Maybe gambling shouldn't be something you should be doing right now, Sporto.
I mistook the charity event as an event where you raise money for charity. So I was trying to.
Oh, I see what you were doing.
Help
you were
raise
on
money
so you could keep buying in for more chips,
right?
$100 at a time, over and over and over again.
So every time you bought more chips, then you're supporting the charity more.
Oh, well,
so you're just being
Kevin.
Big-hearted.
Thank you, Ralph.
Instead of getting your ass kicked at the table,
that too.
Yeah. By Anne Heche.
Yeah.
By
really?
The way.
Yeah.
Really by pretty much everyone.
Yeah. Anne Heche, by the way, charming.
Sure.
Lovely. Yes. And surprisingly normal.
And really? Super hot.
Super hot.
Yeah, super hot.
I didn't
charming,
think that
funny. Before. Seemed not crazy. Yeah. Didn't bring up spaceships once. I was kind of bummed.
You know who the most rowdy person at our table was at the charity event this weekend?
Who?
Ralph.
Really?
What do I have to do to get a drink over here?
Well.
Come on.
It was near the beginning of the tournament, and
charity,
he was yelling.
Charity?
It's like all of our remotes.
Who do I have to know?
That table was a little somber for my taste. Everyone's kind of sitting there being real serious and stuff. But it's a charity poker tournament,
have
for God's
fun.
Sakes.
Loosen up, shall we? I kept ruining Kevin's game. So I was like, he's trying to buy the pot, everybody.
He was like,
don't
telling
you see
people
what he's doing? He's just betting heavy because he thinks he will scare you people away. Don't let him get away with it.
And Ralph, at that point, not in the hand, but talking other people into
just
calling me. And
I was just mocking him.
Screwing me up.
It was good fun.
Shaka Zulu!
I said that too. I said Shaka Zulu.
Sure. Time.
Now, the bad news really that I'm talking about is it just announced that Valkyrie, the Tom Cruise movie where he plays a Nazi with an eye patch.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
say that's going away.
Has now been pushed back to next year.
Oh, come on. He's wearing an eye patch.
They were supposed to release it this summer. Then they decided they would release it in the autumn. Now it won't show up until 2009.
But that's a good sign,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is, Lisa.
That means they're going to make it better.
Usually when they hold back a film and leave it sitting on a shelf for years, it means it's an excellent, excellent film, and they don't want to waste it.
Exactly.
Do you think they're waiting for him to continue rehabbing his, you know,
I think his
image and all that?
Blows, and they're afraid if they put it out, it will submarine his career.
He's a midget with an eye patch.
He's Tom Cruise in an SS uniform with an eye patch. Come on!
I could not be more in on that movie.
Oh, me too.
Maybe
I'm
Tom
so
needs
fun.
More time to buy up every print of it and burn it.
Well, here's the thing. Not only could it be a blow to him as an actor if it doesn't do well, but this is his first film from United Artists since he became a movie mogul. You know, he runs that studio.
Oh,
now.
Right.
That's right. So he's got a lot riding on this film, and maybe they need to fine-tune it just a touch. Just a hair.
I can't wait
But
for
I'm
that.
Just bummed. I was so looking forward to seeing him in an eye patch pretend to assassinate Hitler. It's been good times. Heather Mills just is a bitch.
Yeah.
On every level. Now comes the story from a Russian mom named Maria Rybinka, who says that 4 years ago, Heather Mills promised to buy her a pair of legs.
Really?
Here's the thing. Maria Rybinka lost her legs at the age of 5.
Ouch.
And due to her poverty-stricken lifestyle, has to get around on a skateboard.
Oh, wait, no. What?
That's awesome.
What? She pulls herself around on a skateboard, Mike, because she has no legs.
Her arms have to be like Popeye strength.
Can't you do any tricks?
Stop it. It's not funny. The woman
knows that. That is not funny. That's correct.
Does she have any friends with no arms in her legs?
Stop it, everyone. I feel bad for this poor woman. So anyway, Heather Mills meets with her, does a photo op.
Of course.
Says, I will raise the $20,000 it takes to buy you a new pair of prosthetics, and you will walk.
Okay.
4 years go by. No legs.
Not so much.
So the woman contacts Heather's people. No response.
Dude.
So eventually, she got the prosthetics from another source. Another charity stepped up and provided her with the legs, which she's now learning to walk on. But she says she's still a little disappointed that she feels Heather Mills used her for a photo op and then never made good on her promise of buying her a pair of legs. So she could maybe better take care of her kids.
Maybe Heather could have taken some of that money that she didn't give to charity from Dancing with the Stars and bought this woman some legs.
Well, here's the thing. Heather told the judge during the McCartney divorce case that she needed more than $1 million per year for her charitable work.
That's right.
I'm just wondering maybe why she needs that money when obviously she's letting...
So she had
Maria
money.
Maria Rybinka go back on the skateboard.
Well, sounds sexy.
So she's not good.
No.
She's not good.
She's not good.
Big news in American Idol. Oh, big doings over there on that set.
That's not over yet.
David Archuleta, one of the odds-on favorites to win the whole competition. His crazy stage dad, Jeff, has been banned from the set.
Yeah,
why? What's he doing?
This guy's a lunatic, apparently. When Archuleta did Star Search years ago when he was a kid, they banned him from that show.
Really?
Because he's constantly arguing and throwing his weight around and telling people what to do.
He's just the father of a contestant?
He's the father of the contestant, right. Yeah.
But he's there all the time his son is rehearsing.
This guy is Dadzilla, apparently, just making everyone's life a living nightmare.
Wow.
Apparently, David did the song Stand By Me. I guess, was it 2 weeks ago, B?
Yes, remember when he did that? I think so.
And his dad was insisting that he add a verse from Sean Kingston's song Beautiful Girls.
Right.
Into the lyric to kind of hip it up and make it cool.
Because that's the song that is sampled in the big number one from Sean Kingston, right? Which made a lot of sense. And by the way, I was thinking the exact same thing. I was thinking what a smart choice that was because they have to do all these old songs, but all the young people know Stand By Me because the Kingston song was so big.
Right, but here's the thing. They didn't have the rights for the Kingston song.
Ah.
They only had the rights for Stand By Me, the original.
You have to pay for that. So.
Right, so the producers go to him and say, no, we're not doing that. And the vocal coach says, no, we cannot do that. And this guy starts arguing with them. And they say, you have to leave, we have to rehearse your kid. So apparently, he told his kid, do it anyway.
What?
So on the show, he did it.
He ad-libbed it?
Yes.
Oh.
And that caused a world of problem legally for AI and cost them a ton of money. Now they've got to pay the publishing rights for that other song.
Excellent.
And so American Idol had an ass full of this guy and has banned him from the set. He's no longer allowed to be on the set or around his kid. Good times.
Although he should be my hero because he's bringing down AI.
He is.
And that's good.
He's doing what you always want to do is throw a monkey
American
wrench
Idol blows
into the gears of AI.
I appreciate that.
Makes you a bad person. He's trying to buy the pot, people. Are you stupid? Look at what Kevin's doing.
By the way, they were all folding till Ralph said that. And then they called me and destroyed me.
Kevin didn't have the cards to back up his play.
No.
Today's celebrity. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Let's do the weekend's hot movies, shall we? Top 10 hot movies at the box office this weekend. Iron Man. $50.5 million this weekend.
Wow.
That's a drop off of 50% from the first weekend. But still, if you lose half your audience and you're making $50 million, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Speed Racer would like a little of that. They only made $20.2 million in their premiere. Highly touted movie, a lot of publicity. No one seemed that interested when it came down to it. I think Bean's right. The horrible reviews could have taken its toll on this film.
I thought the commercial...
You don't get good word of mouth after that first weekend either, so it's only going to get worse from here from people who did get suckered into going to see it.
I thought the commercial was kind of weak, because I don't really pay attention to critics because I don't have good taste.
Right.
But the commercial to me was like, Well, I don't have
visually. I thought though would be
sort of
fascinating to watch.
Yeah,
just sort of like just like eye candy, you know.
Yeah.
What happens in Vegas?
Was number three at the box office with $20 million. Then Maid of Honor came in at number four. Baby Mama, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo, The Forbidden Kingdom, Nims Island, and Red Belt, rounding out your top ten box office this week. Red Belt, the MMA thriller from Broadway legend David Mamet, starring Tim Allen.
That sounds like
still
Mad
Libs.
Yeah, that's,
you made that one up.
There's
yeah.
no way that's all true.
All right, give me a color. Red. Give me an item of clothing. Belt. Okay, give me a famous writer. David Mamet. Give me a really bad actor. Tim Allen. And when you read it back, it's the new David Mamet film, Red Belt, stars Tim Allen.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Malcolm David Kelly from Lost is 16 years old, plays Walt on that show. Jason Biggs, newly married star of American Pie. He turns 30. Stephen Baldwin, who was on a Celebrity Apprentice, turns 42. Emilio Estevez is 46. Ving Rhames. Oh, I love me some Ving.
Yeah, he's always good.
He's always good. 49 years old today. Gabriel Byrne, talented Irish actor, is 58. How good is he in The Usual Suspects, by the way?
Fantastic. Oh, the best.
Love that movie. And George Carlin, legendary comic mind, is 71 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, we have an intern here named Moose we introduced you to last hour. He retarded. Now, here's the thing about Moose. Great guy. Very nice. Good heart. Seems kind.
Absolutely.
Does he go to Chapman High? Is that his problem?
I don't know.
Yep.
Yes, does he?
He does, okay. Right, Mike?
That's
yeah,
the problem.
That's, clearly, he couldn't get into college, so he's going to Chapman High. So that tells you all you need to know about our friend Moose.
So they've been telling us out in the hall that you should hear him answer phones because he's not exactly speeding through it. And last week, we set a microphone in there, and we listened in on him as he was screening for a game. The game we were doing was a montage.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It's clips of five songs. You got to tell us what the artist in the song is.
And we should say this, by the way. God bless Dave the King of Mexico, who's the best phone screener a radio station has ever had. Dave gets it. Dave understands that you have to talk to thousands of people every morning. You have to be very on top of what's going on. You need to figure out a way to speed things up, get everything on hold so that we can get to it on the air without being mean to the callers. I mean,
right.
It's a tough job, and it's a difficult balancing act. And not everybody is able to pick it up as well as Dave has and Miss Cleo has and others who are good at it. Moose, it may not be in his skill set to juggle that many things at one time.
All right, so what you're about to hear is the room out there all answering phones just madly, trying quickly to weed out the people who don't have any clue what's going on, which unfortunately is a great number of people.
Right.
Trying to find people who have guesses, put them on hold quickly so that we can take them on the air so things don't drag out too long. So you got Miss Cleo. She's our phone screener now. You got Alex, who's our producer now. You got Dave, who's the former screener, helping, as well as Moose.
Right.
All four answering phones to try and just burn through them and find the people that we need to talk to. And Moose is not exactly working at the same speed, perhaps, as all of the other people.
K-Rock.
You don't have any information.
Okay. Yeah. Did you hear the montage?
Thanks. K-Rock, what's your answer?
How much is the fare? Possibly, but do you have any guesses as to what the songs are right now?
Yeah, what is it?
Is that your songs in order? Okay,
unfortunately,
no.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now, you can hear everybody else going, that those are your songs. Okay, hold on. You can hear him in the background. Moose still talking to the first person.
Unfortunately, we're looking for some.
It's just one time.
Give it a shot.
What's your name, though? What were your answers?
They're
not even playing the show. Pay attention. Bye.
Alex. Dude, they're not even playing the show. Pay attention. Bye.
I know.
There are people who are completely clueless, and it seems harsh, but you do need to discard them immediately so you can get to the people who are actually playing the game.
Right.
Is it possible that Moose used to work in phone sex, and all he's thinking about is how long can I keep this person
Could
on the
be.
Phone to make the most money possible?
Could be, because he's been now just listening for quite some time.
Hi, K-Rock. What's your answer?
Did you hear it?
Thank you.
Bye.
K-Rock,
what's your answer?
Let's see.
K-Rock, what's your answer?
Okay, just make a decision. What? Let's see. What is that?
Let's see. How many calls? Alex and Miss Cleo are burning through while Moose is on the first call.
But now he's gotten all the information he needs, and he can't make up his mind whether to put him on hold or not. Either they have the answer or they don't.
Okay, what's your name?
So then he takes the name and puts him on hold.
Okay.
Wow. So that's how it's going for him. Now, again, I want you to listen to the speed with which the other three people are answering phones and Moose.
Moose, on the phone.
Yeah.
Who's
K-Rock.
Who's right now?
Killers, Shadow
Flip. It's the Killers?
Yeah,
did you hear the montage?
Shadow Flip. Thanks, dude.
Did you hear it, though?
The answer?
Okay, listen. What did they say when you said, did they hear the montage? Yes or no? Really, that's it. Then you got to burn. You got to move on.
And you got to see if they have guesses that puts them in the running to be on the air, period. And then that's it. You're not dating the guy, Moose. Come on.
All right, dude. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, let me
hear what you think.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, Rock.
I can't tell you that.
Other people moving on.
Yeah. Line 5. Sounds good.
Okay. Line 5, that name is not Dave. It dropped.
Yeah, no. What's your name?
People would say answer.
Marissa?
I have one.
Okay.
How many keystrokes is Marissa, by the way? That was like a paragraph.
Everything Moose says, this is one of the things I've noticed, because I've never heard him answer phones before. Everything he says is a question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's your name?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear the montage? Okay. All right. Everything's a question.
Where are you from?
They're
going to
look
at
them really quick.
K-Rock.
So, what were the songs you heard?
So he asked her what the song was, then he asked her name, then he asked her city. Now he's going back to the songs because he forgot.
Yeah, because I remember. Hello? Hi, what's your answer to the montage?
Okay, and how about some of the others? Did you?
Okay, so it took that long for her to say one band.
Oh, no, there are a lot of songs strung together.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Didn't he ask her that in the beginning?
Yes, he did.
Oh, God bless Moose.
Yeah. Sorry. You have an answer for me?
Yeah, that's what I got, too. Hang up.
Okay, so we have a winner, and Moose is still on the phone with somebody, and Miss Cleo says to him, point blank, hang up, because we already have a winner.
Right.
You don't need to talk to screen people.
Moose.
Unfortunately, that's not right. Sorry.
He is operating at a different speed than everyone else.
You think?
Yeah. Cool. Who?
And then Miss Cleo feels bad that she yelled at him.
Oh,
Moose, sorry I yelled at you.
So, wait, what did you yell at me about?
Yes. Oh. She's sitting 1 foot from him. But you know what I like about him is that kind of hard work, a young man can work up an appetite.
Dude, Del Taco sounds awesome right now.
As we have been mentioning, we've been giving away tickets every hour for a week or so for the K-Rock Weenie Rose Fiesta 2008. But maybe you want to buy tickets. Maybe you don't have full confidence that everyone's going to be able to win them and you'd like the chance to purchase them. How do you do that?
K-Rock Weenie Rose Fiesta 2008, Saturday, May 17th, Verizon Wireless Amp.
The most notorious outlaw in Texas.
Hey man, it's Lars Metallica here.
Win tickets every hour.
Can you listen to Win Tickets?
It will knock you off your horse.
And on K-Rock Bud Light Station Dos.
The Bravery, MGMT, the Flowbots, Pseudo.
Win tickets every hour on the hour.
It's a shame you can only kill it once.
Tickets on sale Wednesday night at 5. Only for K-Rock Street Team members.
K-Rock Mini Roasty Fiesta 2008.
And starting tomorrow, win your way into the pit.
Thanks to the bands and their labels.
So there you go. That's a lot of info, not much on sale info.
No.
But we did slip it. Wednesday at 5.
Here's the deal, and you can get all this information at krock.com if you want to plan accordingly. Yes, Wednesday at 5 o'clock, that's 2 days from now at 5 p.m. Tickets available online to K-Rock Street Team members only. If you're not a Street Team member, you go to krock.com right now and sign up. It is free, and you will be emailed a password so that you're able to buy the tickets. Now, this is new for the last couple of years. There's no lining up. There's no sales by phone. It's online only. So, obviously, you're going to need to have some sort of a credit card in order to be able to pay for those things online. Two-ticket minimum, per usual.
Two-ticket maximum.
Maximum, yeah. Sorry. Right. They do check that. Southern California zip codes only. I think that's about the same. Same price as last year. That's a pretty good deal. They're $55 and $65, depending on whether you're in the seats or on the lawn. And everything else is pretty standard, and all those details are at krock.com. But the important thing to remember is Wednesday at 5 is when they go on sale, which means Wednesday at 5:01 they sell out.
No locations, no box office, no anywhere except for online. Wednesday at 5. KROQ Street Team member, you need the password.
Okay.
Wednesday at 5. Street Team member. Wednesday at 5.
Oh, and one too?
By the way, we're also Wednesday at 5. We're also saying it wrong. I heard Rodney the
Plus, I got tickets to give away to the amazing Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Okay, so it's the KROQ Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Hang on one sec. David Hasselhoff, you had a question about the Weenie Roast?
How far is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert, do you know?
Yeah, it's quite a distance.
I don't know, unfortunately.
Speaking of great concerts upcoming, this Saturday is the KROQ Weenie Roast Fiesta 2008. We just made the announcement. If you've been waiting to find out when tickets go on sale, it is Wednesday at 5 p.m. KROQ Street Team members only. You must be a Street Team member to get the password in order to buy your tickets. Online sales only, too, by the way. No no calling, no lining up, and details at KROQ.com.
What did you say the name of the show was?
He I don't
know. Let's go to Rodney for the tape.
The amazing Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Okay.
There you go.
Yay
now they
fiesta.
Know what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
Well, Rodney's new to Southern California. You wouldn't have had any kind of influence. All right, 7:42 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We always keep our eyes peeled for hot new websites that we think can help you live your life or waste your time at work. This one is going to help you live your life because if you've always wondered, hey, where are all the hot chicks? You know, I go out and I never seem to find where all the young, beautiful young women are. How do I? Is there some way you can help me, Kevin B? Well, the answer is yes, thanks to our new friend Jerry Martell, who's on the line, the founder of HotGirlMaps.com. Good morning, Jerry.
How you doing, guys?
Very good, thank you.
Well, we're doing great. It sounds like such a simple concept, but you're the guy who came up with it. Tell us about HotGirlMaps.com.
Well, HotGirlMaps is really just a map of where hot girls are, where you can find them, and what kind of girl is going to be there when you show up.
And how do you get this information? You go out to all these places and kind of just...
It's simply, we just go out, we do our little research, we know we get information from friends, from other websites, and we suffer by bringing ourselves to bars and restaurants. And,
wow, that's
and,
big
and,
of you.
And critiquing hot
it
girls.
Is, yeah. And you kind of break it down on the site depending on what kind of woman I may be looking for. For instance, if I'm looking for a professional girl, you recommend places to go. If I want a rich girl, a smart girl, a sporty girl, those are the kind of the categories you have, right?
That's true. There are a lot of different girls out there, and everyone has a unique taste, so trying to give as much variety as we can.
Is there one bar in Southern California that is the head of the class, that it's the one?
You know, that's a hard question. There's a lot down in the South Bay. There are some up in Hollywood, you know. We like a little bit. We like the clubs down in South Bay, you know, the Shore, Blue 32, you know, we have
Sure. I couldn't help but notice that you do point out that the Edison has the best variety of hot girls. So whatever kind you're into, you're likely to find one there most nights, right?
Yes, and a nice mixture for everyone.
And what about college hot girls?
You know, there's some bars around Loyola. You know, the Sharkies. There's what's the place called? Brennan's over on Lincoln Boulevard.
How long's the site been up, Jerry?
We launched about a month ago.
Okay. And you're accepting contributions from people who go to the site also. They can tip you off to locations that you ought to scope out to get up on the website too, right?
Yeah. If you think you got a hot bar, you know, send us a picture or send us a picture, some pictures, and then give us a description. And if we like it, if we agree with you, then we'll put it out there.
You're going to get pictures of hot bars or hot chicks at hot bars?
Just, I'm imagining. I want to know.
Hot chicks at hot
okay,
bars.
Okay. All right.
Don't even ask, Lisa. Don't even ask where the hot dudes are.
No. That wasn't what I was going to ask. I want to know, like, how in the world do you find out where the smart chicks are? How do you measure that?
Say that again?
The smart chicks. Are they just the girls with glasses? How in the world do you measure that?
It's a good question.
I still didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Well, how do you measure the smart chicks?
Well, you know, we do indulge in conversation. We don't just judge them based on their body.
Okay, so you walk up, you say hi, you start talking to them, and if you don't understand what they're saying, then they're hot chicks. Then they're smart.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So you're whipping out IQ tests, basically, in the bars.
What's that?
Never mind.
We have a bad phone
connection.
I just
like that he doesn't measure them by their bodies, which is the only thing that all the guys do.
Oh, how dare you. Like, guys aren't interested in their minds and personalities.
He has a site called Hot Girl Maps. What makes you think he measures them by their bodies? Come on.
Listen, Jerry, it's a great idea, and I'm sure it's going to continue to expand as the months roll on. I mean, it sounds like you're off to a good start. But I want to pitch my idea to you that I was talking about earlier this morning on our show, which is forget having to go to a bar to find a hot chick. I think you need to put chips in all of the hot girls in Southern California so we know where they are at any time. Even if they're not at a bar, if they're at the grocery store, we can see where they are on a little map. What about that idea?
Kind of like a tracking device. This could yes. go somewhere. I like
yes. Yeah, that's quite stalker-esque, by the way. I don't know
No, but perfectly legal, I'm sure.
Look, you catch them, you chloroform them, you chip them, you release them back out into the wild, and then you get some sort of a sensor, some sort of a satellite dealio that tells you where they are at all times. It's a great idea. It takes your idea to the next level. That's all I'm saying.
To
Jerry.
The you're going to spend time in prison level. By the way, it's what you do for animals in Alaska.
He's been watching too much Wild Kingdom.
You think?
I'm just saying.
All right, well, Jerry. If you know what's good for you, you're going to ignore Bean's idea.
I can see you're undecided, Jerry. check out the site. It is hotgirlmaps.com. And again, they're always looking for contributions, too, if you've got something to add to the site. This really is the type of thing that can take off big if you get enough users involved in it, and then it's a useful resource for everybody. Hotgirlmaps.com. Jerry, thanks for coming on and talking to us today.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Former sports guy Matt Money Smith, now with the Los Angeles Lakers broadcast team, joins us after the news at 8 to tell us what went so horribly wrong in Salt Lake City over the weekend.
Cheers.
First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. How you doing, Ralph?
I'm swell. How are you doing?
Groovy. What's going on?
I want to thank everybody who came out to support the Dealing for Duchenne charity event on Saturday night at the Celebrity Poker Tournament. It was a well-attended event for a very good cause. So thanks for a lot of the KROQ listeners who came up and said hi.
I hear Kevin contributed more than anyone.
Kevin gave and gave and gave until it hurt. At one point, he pulled out his usual crumpled-up wad of various denominations of bills that he keeps in his pocket. He carries money, seriously, like a homeless guy with a brain injury. He just sticks his hand in his pocket and comes out, and it's like rubber bands and like push pins and money.
Gum wrappers.
Ketchup packets and stuff. He goes, how much is this? Is it enough? I was like, what do you got there, Kevin? I might need some money. I was like, well, let's see. Oh, look, there's $100 all crumpled up. Why don't you use that?
Ralph's wife was fascinated by that. She's like, we've got to get you some kind of system.
She says, he needs a wallet.
Yeah. Kevin needs a wallet. I'm not organized.
But he gave a lot for the charity.
Until it hurt.
He was very kind, so appreciate that. Yeah. Take a look at the weekend's top 10 movies at the box office, shall we? Iron Man made $50.5 million this week, which is a 50% drop-off from its opening weekend. But when you make $100 million your opening weekend, you can afford to lose a couple bucks.
Oh, those movies don't ever make 50, right?
Exactly.
I mean, this is amazing.
So for its second weekend, still looking strong. And you have to imagine, if it made $100 million, most of the people who wanted to see it probably went that opening weekend.
Yeah. Dang.
So this is some people going back a second time, and the people who haven't caught up with Iron Man did so this weekend.
What's great about a movie like Iron Man, though, is it's making just as much money around the rest of the world, too.
Yeah.
So all these numbers you hear Ralph throwing out, go ahead and double those, and that's what it's hauling in.
We'll never see Jon Favreau again, will we?
Yeah, probably
no
not.
No kidding.
Yeah, he'll never come back in here.
I wouldn't if I were him.
Speed Racer was number two at the box office with $20.2 million in a disappointing debut weekend. What Happens in Vegas? Also a disappointment. $20 million, believe it or not, is a disappointment when you're... Wow. Expecting a lot more money on your opening weekend.
That sounds good for that movie.
Well, romantic comedy.
That has to be a disappointment for people who went to see it, too, though,
yes,
right?
I think you're absolutely right. Maid of Honor was number four, then Baby Mama, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, and number seven, The Forbidden Kingdom, Nim's Island, and Red Belt.
Right, yes.
Your top ten at the box Red office Belt. This weekend. It's time for one of those articles that pokes fun at all the celebrities who are trying to warn us of the evils of global warming by what they actually do in terms of leaving a carbon footprint on the planet.
I like these.
The Daily Mail newspaper did a story recently talking about the top 10 celebrity offenders when it comes to leaving a oversized carbon footprint on the planet. And by carbon footprint, that's what they refer to, like how much pollution you generate by your lifestyle. And they said, for example, Barbara Streisand is a person who's been outspoken about global warming and trying to stop it. And yet when she tours, she uses four vans, several tractor trailers, 14 buses, limousine service, and private jet service to each location that she tours.
Sure.
And so the article's saying that's a lot of exhaust.
The carbon footprint of her nose alone is overwhelming.
John Travolta owns 5 private planes and reportedly flew his 707 once with just one passenger, him.
Yeah.
He just flew it to a location by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brangelina, Brad and Angelina, they, of course, are known for building eco-friendly homes in New Orleans. He drives a Toyota Prius. But the couple's known for their globetrotting around the world, and most of which is not done on commercial airlines. So they're saying their private airline use causes a lot of extra pollution.
I think they get a pass. I think they give back enough that they're allowed.
Bean says that's okay, Ralph.
Yeah.
All right. And Madonna, her carbon footprint comes in at 1,018 tons.
That's a lot.
They say it's about 100 times more than the average British citizen. That's where this article comes from. Apparently, she once took a private jet to India for New Year's Eve, and that cheesed off a lot of people who were concerned about the exhaust in the air. So, they're just a human. They're just doing what they can, people.
What's the sense of having all that money if you can't occasionally take a private jet to India for New Year's?
That's
you know
what I'm saying. And those Indians, they know how to party on New Year's.
They sure do.
Good, get your noise maker. You just don't waste the time. A lot of fun. Minnie Driver won't tell us who the father of her baby is, and damn it, we need to know.
She doesn't know.
Apparently, people are furiously trying to solve the riddle of who is the baby daddy. She says that the father of her unborn child is not musician Craig Zolezzi, who has it's been rumored up to this point was. And she says she also won't be marrying the mystery man anytime soon. It's just not that important to her, and marriage isn't in her plans for the near future.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
Oh, stop it.
I don't think that's how she got pregnant.
That's not how you get pregnant. Oh.
I like our theory, and I think we should see if this rumor gets any traction, that it's a married dude, and that's why she's not announcing it.
Good for me. Mariah Carey, who just weeks ago said she had no intention of having any babies, has told the New York Daily News that the purpose of getting married to Nick Cannon was to have children as quickly as possible.
Huh. Oh, God, say that's not true.
Which makes me think maybe she's already going to have a child as quickly as possible, and that's why they had to get married so quickly, surreptitiously.
She crazy.
She crazy. That baby. Oh.
Oh.
Poor thing.
Oh, we need an intervention right now.
You take that baby away and give her to Britney.
It would be better. Speaking of interventions, Lindsay Lohan is apparently back on the sauce. Sad news. A bystander tells the New York Daily News that the rehab redhead was doing shots of Lauren Conn. No, shots of Lauren Conrad.
Yeah, right.
That's a reality show I'd watch. Doing shots with Lauren Conrad in Los Angeles the other night. Rumor had they were doing tequila. But a rumor for Lindsay says that is just untrue. It was actually Goldschlager. No, she didn't say that. It said she was not drinking. And rumors to that effect are just plain mean, she added. Well, sorry. Are you saying you're being mean to me? Is that what you're saying? Hey, he's being mean. Aren't we all grown-ups now? Did we leave that behind on the playground?
Nope.
Don't be mean.
How about the basketball game?
How about the basketball game? Leslie Nielsen. Jason Biggs, who celebrates his birthday today, is a friend of ours, of course, from American Pie and other projects. He and his fiancée, Jenny Molin, got married alone. Jenny thought it would be less stressful, so they tied the knot at City Hall with no family or friends present. They just went and did it.
Wow. Finally, now we're getting somewhere.
That's the way to do it, I think.
Yes, that's how I did it.
Oh, then that's not
that's
the way
the
to
wrong
do it.
Way, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Well, that's very much you to say that. Do you do any work on honeymoons?
No.
That almost fit.
I bet Jason Biggs did. He did some work on his honeymoon. And celebrities in trouble with the law. Dennis Farina, star of What Happens in Vegas, also was the star of Midnight Run. He's been in a lot of movies. He was in Snatch.
Sure was. He was. I think he was on Law and Order for a number of seasons.
You're absolutely right. He is telling the L.A. police at LAX, well, he's trying to explain exactly what happened when they caught him with a loaded .22 caliber handgun in his carry-on bag.
Oops.
Wait a minute. You can't take that on the plane now?
No, they just changed that rule. Used to be, you had, was it less than 3 ounces of any liquid and no guns with bullets in them? Apparently, he said he just forgot that he had a loaded gun in his carry-on bag. Huh. Police said, that's interesting. We're still going to book you and arrest you on suspicion of carrying a concealed weapon. I love it's a suspicion when they opened up his bag and found his .22.
I think the unregistered part of it may even be more harmful to him than trying to get it in an airport.
Probably whack some guy, knowing him, how he likes to whack. He's a whacker.
He is.
Whacker from way back. And I broke this sad news earlier today, but I'd like to repeat that we are not going to get to see Tom Cruise in a Nazi uniform with an eye patch anytime soon.
Darn it.
Oh. Come on.
His film Valkyrie, which tells the story of the 1944 assassination attempt against Adolf Hitler, was supposed to be released this summer. Then they postponed it to the autumn. And now it's not expected to appear until next year sometime, 2009. Boo! A senior executive who, interestingly, chose not to go on record says that we were originally expecting the film to be released in June, but there have been all sorts of problems with this production, and we will not be screening it at all this year. So we won't get to see that comedy anytime soon, but hopefully early next year, as early as possible.
Oh, yeah! Make it happen!
I'll try. Today's celebrity birthdays, Malcolm David Kelly. He is Walt on Lost. He's got to be coming back, right? Just got to be right around the corner.
Talking backwards again?
Talking backwards.
Being all wet.
Ghosty and whatnot. He is 16 years old. Jason Biggs from American Pie is 30. Stephen Baldwin, the Baldwin who was on Celebrity Apprentice most recently, 42. Emilio Estevez, 46 years old today. Ving Rhames is 49. Gabriel Byrne turns 58. And George Carlin, hilarious comedian, is 71. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So I'm trolling around the Kevin and Bean section of KRock.com over the weekend. And, you know, we're doing, especially since Lightning has been put in part of the video, in charge of the video department, they're putting up so much stuff all the time that it's really kind of tough to keep up with all the new videos.
Right.
I watched, Kevin, you shot a bunch of video out with the campers at Coachella over the weekend. I saw some of that. Sure. I saw Psycho Mike, your recent appearances at Santa Anita. I watched some of that over the weekend. I mean, all this new video is up all the time. And I went back and I watched some of the classics, you know, some of the intern beer mug challenges in the past and, you know, the Armenian comedian and whatnot. And then I came across a video that I'd never seen before. And maybe you guys can explain to me what beingisgay.com is all about.
Not familiar with that.
Maybe you can explain to me what this video is that shows me practically making out with Zac Efron from High School Musical set to the gayest song I've ever heard in my life. What's this video and why did I not sign off on this?
Amen, amen, pick up the soap, get on your knees and pray. Amen, amen, release your foot, you got to cease to delay the gay.
It's okay to be gay, let's rejoice with the...
It's okay to be gay, Bean.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's just pictures of me
right
in a montage with that song playing for 3 minutes.
But you're
where
missing,
did that come from?
But you're missing the theme of the song, Bean, which is it's okay to be gay.
How long has that been up at KRock.com? A
couple months, maybe.
How did this happen?
Well, we were originally going to do a separate website called beanisgay.com because there's so much of that information, and it needs to go somewhere. So we started working on that, and then Lightning Scorsese got in charge of the video, and he abandoned that project. So now we just have to find a page for it. It'll be its own separate page.
Oh, good.
Why?
Because it deserves that.
Because I'm saying it's all right, though. That's the point. It's okay.
I think it's a nice message.
Thank you.
It's
tolerance.
Of love and
it's all about
and tolerance. Absolutely.
Bean?
I need to start going to the KRock.com video page more often. If something like that has been up for 2 months, I didn't even know about that.
Well, that might be an exaggeration. Maybe it's been a month and 30 days.
So the Beat is Gay video is up, and then I'm trolling around and I'm seeing some more of the other stuff that's up there. You know, stuff that's been shot out at Santa Anita, the Orchestra La Raza, Kevin and Bean visit the gun store in Las Vegas, Let's Paint TV, Omar's appearance on Let's Paint TV. And then I see this other video that I hadn't seen before either. And interestingly, this one is called Kevin is Gayer. And I thought, well, now that's weird. I didn't see Bean is Gay. And now Kevin is Gayer is up at KRock.com. What's this all about?
Wow, when did that go up?
I've never seen this one before either. Do we have a little bit of that audio?
We do.
Ooh, me so horny. Horny.
Looking cute.
This is going to be fantastic.
Balls. Balls.
And feeling cute.
I want a good penis.
I want a party on my...
You got to do...
Hold me?
Hold on, I'm trying to swallow.
Boy, let me tell you, you're gay.
Ooh, me so horny.
It's okay, it's a present from Jesus. Every day.
Horny.
You get to have sex both ways.
Horny.
People, they're just jealous.
Hi, we're looking for dick, please.
I
like penis.
Dick, please.
You're looking cute.
If it's creamy, I'll eat it. If it's smooth, I'll eat it.
Come on.
And feeling cute.
Want a banana, you hot little monkey bitch? Want a party on my...
What you gotta do?
Hold on, I'm trying to swallow.
Boy, let me tell
my
you.
My boobs are great.
Look cute. and feel cute, and everybody thinks that you are the cutest.
I want a good penis.
Look cute, come on, and feel cute, them bitches, and come on with daddy.
All right, I love penis.
And I think you'll especially enjoy the positions that you're put into with Doc on the Rock in the video. I think you're going to like those the best.
Nice physique, though.
But
I have to say,
he does look
working
good.
Out.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Well,
oh, they
will.
Put me on a gay body? All right.
The rest of the Kevin and Bean Show congratulates Kevin Ryder on the proud way he lives his life as an openly gay American. He is an inspiration to us all. Yeah. So if you go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean video page, you can see not only the very lame Bean is gay video, but the outstanding Kevin is gayer video.
Wow.
Please enjoy.
Ugly.
I did my
part.
Way to go, Mike.
I did my part on Friday and Sunday.
What's your
part?
Yeah, what do you do?
Watching.
That's it?
But I'm not the one who came in and claimed to have the secret, to be the secret power that the Lakers have.
Secret.
Psycho Mike, apparently, on Friday and on Sunday, yesterday, the Lakers lost both games in the playoffs. And Psycho Mike told us last week, if I'm not mistaken, that he has the magic shoes. And every time he wears these tennis shoes, the Lakers win.
Psycho Mike, is that his name?
Yes, Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike. And I think he is Armenian, isn't he?
That's good. Now, Mike was very quick to claim credit for the Lakers' wins.
Yes.
Throughout the sweep against Denver and the first two games against Utah, Mike came in and said, guys, how you like me now? I wore my lucky shoes and the Lakers won. It's all about me. Worship me. Bow down. And then we thought, well, that's fine. We're not going to argue. If it's working, it's working. But then somehow this weekend rolls around, and they lose both in Salt Lake City. And now somehow Mike doesn't think it's his fault. Like, he gets all the credit, none of the blame. What's that about?
I have a couple theories as to why things went awry.
Why don't you enlighten us?
Okay. I thought, well, maybe I didn't watch the first half of yesterday's game because it was Mother's Day, and I was doing stuff with my mother-in-law. So, but then I thought, well, I watched all of Friday's game, so it can't be that, right?
Okay, so you eliminate that.
So it must be another Laker fan in the network of Laker fans.
Were you wearing the shoes for both games?
Yeah, dude.
Wait a minute. I would like to go back to the fact that Friday night you watched the game and you had your shoes on and did not make an adjustment for Sunday.
Good point.
Because they lost, so clearly something wasn't working. You should immediately have addressed that situation.
Yeah, you're right. Here's the deal. They were playing in Salt Lake City.
Right.
And they're estimating that 57% of the population there, Mormons.
Yes.
And I was thinking that maybe they have some type of, like, magic underwear or something that, like, offsets my shoes.
So did you put an extra pair of shoes on?
No. Oh. But I'm thinking maybe I have to go with my Laker see-through poker visor that I have from the 1986-87 season.
Really?
Yeah, it's sick.
It sounds really gay.
I'll tell you what we may need to do, Kevin. We may need to call a variable here and get Laker fans to call in and talk about what they did over the weekend that either did or did, well, clearly didn't work, I guess, in this case. Is everybody out there who has a lucky item of clothing, and Mike, you've described a lot of people who go to the games who wear the same thing every time because it's good. Is everybody out there reevaluating what they're going to do for the next game because of the disaster that was this weekend? I mean, is there that much of a disturbance in the force or what?
Something's going to go on because, like you said, there are a lot of people out there that are like me. There's a dude that sits in front of me that wears a Mark Madsen jersey. Continued to wear a Mark Madsen jersey, even though Lakers got rid of him many years ago.
Maybe he should rethink that.
Yeah.
Here's the question, though. How do you know when to start questioning whether your
That's
fancy shoes
exactly.
have run out of its juice?
Exactly, dude. That's the problem. I'm like, what if I take them off now, and I wasn't even the problem this weekend, and next thing you know, I've thrown the whole system.
We do need some advice for Mike, and tell us what you're doing at 1-800-520-1067. Got an email from a guy named Omar, not our Omar, who says, sorry, guys, the network of Laker fans was not as strong as it needed to be this weekend. Listen up. Within the past 2 months, I've noticed that whenever I watch the Lakers at home, they lose. But when I watch the game at the gym, they have won every single time for the past 2 months. Well, this weekend, during both games, I was not at the gym.
See?
Therefore, they lost both.
It's Lakers fans like that ruined
that
it.
That may be the guy who maybe countered whatever good you were putting out there into the atmosphere with your shoes, Mike.
That's just one example.
So we need.
Do we need more?
We need to talk to Lakers fans, though, and we need to find out if it's your shoes or not your shoes. Like, what decision do you make on Wednesday?
Well, I think after
they lost
that email,
in a row. What are you going to do
after that email from Omar that says that he wasn't at the gym for both games? I deserve an apology, and so do my shoes. I want you to kiss my Converse.
We will see. We'll see. We need to take some calls, and then we'll see. We need to find out whose fault this is.
Mm-hmm. Who's dropping the ball out there?
That's what we need to.
Talking about Psycho Mike and how he doomed the Lakers this weekend in the playoffs against Utah.
Just a message for Psycho Mike. You're an idiot. okay? Yeah. You don't have any talent. You're not funny. You're a moron.
And somehow you wearing the shoes, the lucky shoes that you've been taking all the credit for the Laker wins up till this point, didn't work this weekend. So we're trying to find out what went wrong. If Mike did his part and they lost, maybe somebody out there screwed up and didn't do their part. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Jose in El Monte, by the way, who I think is making a strong case for he was the guy out there who may have negated whatever good work Mike was trying to do.
Jose, you ruined it?
Yes, I did.
Son of a bitch.
What'd you do?
What'd you do?
I watched every game from the beginning before everyone put up their Laker flags.
Right.
And I didn't watch Friday, and I didn't watch yesterday.
Okay. Are you a Laker fan, Jose?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is because once you didn't watch Friday and they lost, and then you made the connection as to what was going on, why didn't you watch Sunday?
It's a family with Mother's Day, that whole holiday.
Yeah. You let us down, Jose.
I'm sorry, it's my fault.
Apologize to the Laker Nation, please.
I do, and I'll never celebrate Mother's Day again.
Thank you.
Apologize to my shoes, Jose.
Ow, what was that?
Tube of history.
All right, speaking of your shoes, let's try Mike in Chino, the Kevin Amin Show at K-Rock. Who screwed up the Lakers this weekend? Can't be the Lakers' fault, by the way. Can't be them. Mike, what'd you do, dude?
Well, you know, I got a pair of lucky Lakers socks that I wear, and every time I wear them, they win. Well, I wore them Wednesday. They won Wednesday. I threw them in the dirty clothes. I didn't wash them. I put them back on Friday, and they lost.
Way to go, man.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what to do yesterday. So
that's the question is, do you wear them? Do you wash them? Then what do you do? Because you don't know if you screwed it up or somebody else did.
So what'd you do?
I washed them this morning, and I'm hoping when I wear them Wednesday that that'll help. That'll do
they
it.
Will. You watch.
It won't have anything to do with the fact that they're at home?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. It won't have anything to do that they're outside of the most violent arena ever.
Yeah. Let's go to Will in Whittier. He's got a confession to make. Will, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Will.
What'd you do, man? How'd you ruin it?
Okay, I went to game one and game two of round one against Denver. Right. I rocked my Lakers Kangol. I had my Kobe jersey on. I put my flag on my truck. I went to game one of round two against Utah. Same
correct.
Thing. But these last two games, I didn't put my flag on my truck, and I didn't rock my Laker Kangol.
Now, have you noticed that wearing the Laker Kango is a curse when you watch it on TV or only when you go to the game?
Oh, no. I wore it because the games that I didn't go to, I still wore it. I still won. You know,
okay.
I stepped outside of my routine for a minute.
Why did you not wear the Kango?
I didn't wear the Kango because I watched the game at someone else's house and I left the hat there. And first time I went to the game with, I left my flag at their house. So all my stuff was kind of spread out all over the place.
Apologize right now. Apologize.
I'm not apologizing to your shoes. You better accept some of this blame as well. Mike.
How?
That's what I'm saying.
I wore my shoes.
But you didn't watch the game.
Hey, he wore his shoes. He just didn't. You didn't wear your Kango.
You didn't wear your. I wore my shoes.
Yeah, but you can't say you watched the game on Friday. I mean, on Mother's Day. All,
right.
All day,
I did.
Right?
I just didn't watch the first half. Okay, let's not get crazy.
People
let's not get crazy. You aren't dedicated enough to bring your hat to somebody else's house.
I'm not getting crazy, man. I'm
he
not
watched the game Friday at somebody else's house and then left it there. That's the
Mike,
problem.
I think all Will is asking you to do is take your part of the responsibility, just as he's willing to do.
The whole point of filling up these the phone lines with these calls is to let you know that I don't have to apologize because I did my part and it wasn't my shoes. It was everybody else not doing their part.
You didn't do all of your part.
It was all my
part. You were half-assed, Mike. You were half-assed.
You need to take your part of the blame. You didn't watch the first half. F you.
I watched the entire game on Friday, and I had my shoes on, and they lost anyway. So obviously it has nothing to do with
okay,
if I watch. It's only if I have my shoes
fault.
On. It's somebody else's fault, and Will is one of those people, and he should apologize to me and my sweet, sweet Converse.
He should apologize for wearing the Kango, too, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
Adrian in Santa Ana. Good morning.
What's going on, Kevin and Bean?
What'd
you
do, dude? Why did you let us all down?
I studied, and
son of a bitch.
I never studied during Lakers game. Never. I always put the books aside, watch the entire game, and then I'll pick the books up again.
All right. Did you study on Friday night?
I studied on Friday.
They lost. And why did you study again yesterday?
I didn't catch it until I put the books down and they caught up at the half. And then I picked them up again like an idiot and then put them down in the fourth and they came back and then... Like a moron, I put the TV on mute and continued to read.
Like a moron,
bitch.
I started studying again.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man, I can't count on some people.
God forbid
you struggle.
I get an A in the I'd rather have the Lakers win.
Yes, you would.
That's what we're saying.
All right, Adrian, thank you for the call.
You know what? I got to tell you that I think, and I'm getting a bunch of emails, where Mother's Day really screwed up the routine. I'm hearing from lots of people who
have
have a jersey and they sit in the same spot on the couch and they always win. And then they had to go to somebody else's house for yesterday for Mother's Day. And yeah, that totally effed with us.
I'm sorry. Did the Lakers take Mother's Day off? The answer, no.
No,
well, yes, they did.
Well, maybe they shouldn't schedule a game on Mother's Day.
Bite your
what
tongue.
What about that?
Some things are more important than holidays.
Clearly
Christina
not.
In La Palma also takes some of the blame. Christina, what did you do?
Well, usually in the fourth quarter, I hide underneath blankets and don't watch the game. I just listen to it.
Okay, but all the time or just when they're behind?
Usually at least the last 8 minutes every quarter of the fourth quarter. Usually all the time.
And what made you think you were good enough to get out from under those blankets yesterday?
Well, you know, I just felt the urge I need to watch.
You bitch.
I know, I blew it.
You did. You blew it.
All right. Apologize to Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
No problem. Apologize to the shoes.
Listen, you're forgiven. I love you as part of the Purple and Gold Nation and the faithful, but do your part next time, okay? We can't have these losses, okay? We can't rack them up like this.
Wednesday night, you guys need to wear your Kango, and you need to cover up with sheets and whatever the hell it is that you do.
And you can make damn sure that I'll be wearing my shoes at Staples Center.
Sorry, Chewy. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:55.
Want to buy those tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2008? You can. Wednesday at 5. All the details, all the particulars you need to know are at krock.com. And, of course, we continue to give them away every hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show and, in fact, at K-Rock all day long.
What'd you call? I'm sorry, Bean. What did you call?
Right, Bean.
What? It's K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2008.
The amazing Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Yes, please. Yay Fiesta.
I apologize, Roddy. You're right. I did get that.
Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
He's the best. That guy's still alive, and they let him on the radio.
We're going to give away some tickets, too, after the top of the hour. If you'd like to call for that, we are going to have Don't Forget the Singing Bee lyrics. So it's going to be a lyric game that you'll have to identify some of the bands from K-Rock Weenie Roast.
Don't call if you don't know the lyrics.
Right. Correct.
Don't call if you like Kevin, and you don't listen to the lyrics, and you don't know what they are for the songs from the bands from the Weenie Roast.
I would never call for this contest.
Two chances to win your tickets in the next 10 minutes. That's what you're saying, basically.
Yes.
That's a good deal. Excellent. All right, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Monday. What's going on?
Big controversy over at American Idol. Frontrunner David Archuleta's dad, Jeff, has officially been banned from American Idol, according to TMZ.com.
Yeah.
Here's how it went down. TMZ says that Jeff Archuleta has been a complete pain in the ass during the entire production. He's badgered producers, he's bothered the band, he's come down to the vocal coaches, even the other contestants.
Really?
But Fox and American Idol didn't do anything about it until it cost them money.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, they were rehearsing David's song Stand By Me when they were doing, I guess it was Rock and Roll Hall of Fame week.
That's right.
And have you ever heard Kingston's Beautiful Girls? You know, sure, that he samples Stand By Me in there. So Jeff Archuleta, David's dad, suggested that, well, when I say suggested, of course, I mean insisted that his son, who was his puppet, apparently, put a verse from that song into his version, Make It Cool Hip.
Makes sense.
It makes sense unless you are American Idol and you've only have rights to the original songs from the publishers and you can't do that version. And they told Jeff as much. He got into an argument and then behind their back he went to his kid and said, do it anyway.
Uh-oh.
So he does it live on the show and next thing you know, American Idol has to pay a whole lot of money to the song's publisher for using a lyric from that song.
Ralph, is the reason this dad is allowed to be at all these rehearsals and backstage because his son is under 18? Is that why? Is it a guardian-type situation?
No, according to the Idol's producers, because David is 17, he doesn't need a guardian, just a teacher. He's got to get schooled on the set, but he does not need a guardian with him.
Why did they put up with him for so long until now? I mean, what?
Yeah. Because you never hear a word about any of the other contestants, and there have been some others, you know, who were under 18. You never hear a word about any of their parents being involved.
I have no idea, but I know he was ordered to sit in with the American Idol lawyers on Wednesday, and they told him he is banned from being in the rooms where David was learning or rehearsing his songs from now on. He's not allowed to be a Svengali.
He's lucky. He just doesn't know it. He's lucky.
According to sources, this guy did the same thing when David was on Star Search a few years back.
Oh, good.
How long has it been since Star Search was on the air, by the way?
No kidding.
He must have been a little kid when he was doing it. So anyway, this guy's ultimate stage dad, just a pain in the ass for everyone, but not any longer. Now they can just ban Seacrest from AI, then we'd be in good shape.
And if they could ban the bad songs, now you got a show.
Yeah, no songs, no Seacrest.
Right.
There you go. It's a hit. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Iron Man pulled in an additional $50.5 million this weekend, making it number one by far at the box office. The closest competitor was Speed Racer, which brought in $20.2 million, making it number two.
Oh, they'll love this downtown, folks.
What?
We don't know what that means. Sorry, Doc.
What Happens in Vegas was number three. Maid of Honor came in at number four. Baby Mama was five. Forgetting Sarah Marshall came in at number six. Then Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, The Forbidden Kingdom, Nims Island, and Red Belt. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office.
Our pal Harvey Levin is very angry at one of us, by the way. He took one of our advices to go see Forgetting Sarah Marshall over the weekend and hated it.
What?
And now he's pissed, and I think he wants his money back from one of us.
How dare he?
Who told him to go see it?
I don't know, but we all liked it.
How is that not a good movie?
I don't know. He was furious. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great, but I don't know whether he was expecting too much or what, but he was furious, man. He was texting me like a wild man over the weekend.
You know that Maid of Honor and Baby's Mama both did better than that movie this weekend.
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
The whole thing is just ass backwards, the whole Hollywood system. Misha Barton's people aren't too happy about the pictures of her on the internet that give her the ass of an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah. That girl's fat.
Lisa Perkins, who is Misha's representative, said that the photos have been doctored.
Oh, she doesn't have that kind of ass?
She does not have all that cellulite you see on her ass and hips. She tells the New York Daily News that the photographer behind the alterations on the images is a photographer named Jamie Fawcett. And he's a parasite, she says.
He's doing it specifically to screw her over?
I guess. I don't know what
this
the upside
isn't the,
would be.
The moon landing, guys. No one is spending time trying to make Misha Barton look unattractive. No one.
It's just like the Kennedy assassination. We need to find the other viewpoints and the other shooter and find the magic bullet that went into her ass.
You've been obsessed with her butt.
Yeah.
Is it just some photos or is it?
It makes Mike furious.
Months ago, if you guys recall, Lisa will definitely remember, I called for her execution months ago.
Clearly ridiculous.
Because I said, there's just no excuse. She's actively trying. Obviously, listen, some of it's genetic. I understand. I'm sorry, Misha, for your genetic misgivings. But a lot of that is her just being a pig.
It's a photographer.
No.
Photoshopping.
There's hundreds of pictures.
Augmentation.
Ample scientific evidence that she has cottage cheese.
Altered images.
Oozing out of her pants.
It's a parasite.
Death.
Named Jamie Fawcett.
Death.
All right. I think we get it.
They ought to take this to divorce court and settle it. That's what I think.
Speaking of famous bodies, Hillary Duff is apparently a fan of some of her peers. She told the New York Daily News that she thinks Natalie Portman and Cate Blanchett have some of the best bodies in Hollywood.
Pam Anderson?
Pam Anderson was not mentioned in the list.
That's a strange twofer of when you talk about bodies, though.
Yeah. Maybe she likes them slender, obviously, because both Natalie and Cate are both sort of lithe and svelte.
Yes. Look up Lithe.
Lithe and Svelte, by the way, are my my lawyers.
They do good work.
That's my legal team over there at Lithe and Svelte. They'll be in court with me after the R. Kelly bit. And lastly, Heather Mills.
Yes.
Has screwed a Russian legless mom.
Come on. That's too many funny words put together.
We're just playing Mad Libs now.
Apparently, this Russian mother, who lost her legs at the age of five, talked to Heather Mills 4 years ago. In fact, did a big photo op with her. Maria Rabinka is her name. She is legless and has to get around on a skateboard.
Oh, sounds sexy.
Like that bulldog on YouTube.
Yes, just like the bulldog on YouTube.
So what'd she do? She did a photo op?
So Heather Mills meets with this woman as a sign of support and says that she would personally take care of the $20,000 it would take to buy Maria a pair of prosthetic legs.
Well, that's cool.
So they take a bunch of photographs. She makes the promise. 4 years go by, and she ignores the woman's pleas to keep her promise. Remember when you said you'd get me those legs? Hi, excuse me. Hi, Heather. Remember the whole thing about you buying me legs?
I'm still on the skateboard.
Need
some help.
Still Tony Hawk over here, and I don't know, I'd like to walk. Maybe that'd be good sometime in the next 4 or 5 years. Luckily, another charity stepped in and did purchase the legs for Maria, but she said she's cheesed off that Heather would take advantage of her for a photo opportunity and never fulfill her promise. Oh, there you go.
But no jokes, Bean.
Nope.
No,
not one.
No rim shots
not
needed.
I didn't mention Pam Mills. Anderson.
Not a single
one.
I'm
not talking about it. Doc going downtown. It's nothing you've played. Nothing you have played in this segment has had anything to do with what I'm talking about. You are
I
doing,
just play
sir,
it as they come up in rotation.
Your own show in your head. And
yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
Today's celebrity birthdays. George Carlin, one of the funniest men ever, 71 years old today. He's another guy who stayed funny even as he got older.
Way still, sharp, 71.
Got that brain. Gabriel Byrne, very talented Irish actor, 58. Ving Rhames turns 49 years old today. Emilio Estevez is 46. Stephen Baldwin is 42. Jason Biggs is 30. And Irving Leith of Leith and Svelte turns 49 years old.
That's good work.
Yeah, he does. Malcolm David Kelly from Lost plays Walt on that show. He's 16. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Richard Chivas from North Hills just won his tickets just by picking up the phone and calling, but you get the chance to work way harder than Richard did for the same prize at 1-800-520-1067 with a game we like to call Don't Forget the Lyrics.
Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics.
Now it's time for America's favorite new game show. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics with your host, Wayne Fatone.
Hey, Wayne.
How you doing, everybody?
Hey, Wayne.
How you doing? How are you doing? I'm super excited to be here. I cannot believe how exciting this really is. It's incredible. Today's a great day, and someone's going to go home very, 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 very happy with a ticket, with a pair of tickets. It's going to be super exciting.
It's ironic that I forgot the name of the Don't Forget the Lyrics game.
Yeah, you did. You sure did. It's called Don't Forget the Singing Bee Lyrics, a combination of Don't Forget the Lyrics and the Singing Bee. Of course, Singing Bee is canceled, and Don't Forget the Lyrics is still on.
Now, Lisa, you're going to do the drawing for us today? All right. And we're going to give you the first clip, like a half of a clip of a song, and then you have to continue the lyrics for us. Sing the lyrics that are left out.
Okay.
Don't forget them.
Don't forget those lyrics.
You want to remember those lyrics. When it comes to your time to sing, sing the lyrics that follow the lyrics we gave you.
Right.
That's super exciting. That's super exciting. First up is Daniel. Daniel's from Los Angeles. How you doing this morning, Daniel?
All right. How's it going?
Daniel, are you excited?
Yes, I am.
I can tell you're excited, Daniel. It's going to be amazing.
You don't have to be that excited, Daniel. Okay, so we're going to play half of the song clip, and then you need to continue it, all right?
Okay.
Sing it when it stops. Here we go.
You drive on my ass, you put on the gas.
Man, I couldn't even hear that.
Oh, it's too bad. It's too bad. Should we do it again?
Give him two? You want to give him two? That'd be exciting if we gave him two.
Wait a minute.
That would be really exciting.
Where did Ralph come from?
He's in the back of the room. He's one of the producers.
Oh, I see. Okay. Here's your clip again.
You drive on my ass, you put on the gas.
What are the next lyrics for that song? Of course,
oh,
the Offspring,
man,
Bad
I
Habit.
No idea. It just sounded like distorted guitar.
All right. Thanks so much.
Sorry,
goodbye.
Dude.
Goodbye.
That's the answer.
I heard it clear as a bell right here in my headset.
Well, he's on a phone.
Oh, that's right. That's super exciting. He's calling in.
Who do we have next?
Let's talk to Saint.
Saint?
I want to talk to somebody named Saint. That's exciting. That name is exciting, Saint.
Thank you. I'm very, very happy to hear that.
All right. Your song is from the Raconteur, Steady As She Goes. Here's the first part of it.
Find yourself a girl and settle down.
Meet another. Oh, man. Nope, I don't. I can't.
Live a simple life in a quiet town.
No, man, you forgot the singing bee lyrics right there. That's what happened to you.
He did. That's true.
That's exciting.
Lisa, are you keeping track of all these winners for the drawing?
Oh yeah, I got everyone written down.
Who do we have next, Wayne?
Next up is Steven. He's from CV Valley. He works at that CVS. They have some very exciting drugs there.
Steven, good morning.
Yes, they do have exciting drugs.
Yes, they do, my friend. Yes, they indeed do.
Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Here's your song. It is Bad Religion Infected.
You and me have a disease.
You infect me. You affect me.
That's pretty darn close. I'm going to say yes on that.
We had him backwards, but I think that's as close as we're going to get.
Look, we need somebody to win these things. We got to be excited when they get close. Don't we have to be excited?
Yes,
we sure are excited. Let's talk to Kimberly. She's from Woodland Hills. She's a receptionist. What do you receive, Kimberly?
I receive information.
That's what I'm talking about. That's very exciting.
Oh, I don't know what that means. All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Pennywise, F Authority. Here are your lyrics.
Frustration, domination, liberate, give a new generation.
That's close.
I don't think so. She forgot the Singin' Bee lyrics at the end there.
We're living, we're dying.
I don't know. That was less than half the line, to tell you the truth.
That was really close.
I think if we're going to give the other guy the benefit.
But he had the other guy got all the words, though.
Yeah, all right.
How much do you weigh?
That's shut up, Mike.
I'm just saying.
She only had some of the words. That's exciting, but it's not right.
But it is exciting, though, right?
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Lisa, we're gonna let you decide as the gatekeeper here this morning. Does she get in or not?
No.
No, she said. It's not close enough.
Lisa may hate you. That's very exciting.
All right, who do we have next?
I think up next is Nathan. He's from Downey. He's a student at Downey High. Go Bobcats!
Nathan?
Actually, it's Vikings.
Go Vikings!
Vikings.
That's all very right. Exciting.
You ready to play Don't Forget the Singing Bee Lyrics?
Yeah, let's go.
Your song is Flobot's Handlebars. Here are your lyrics.
I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome. No metronome.
God, I hate that song. I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Title, not the lyrics, but the title.
I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone.
Hell of a flugelhorn right there.
I don't think Nathan was excited enough to win anyway.
Okay.
Next up is Cesar from Riverside.
Cesar?
What's going on?
You ready for Don't Forget the Singing Bee Lyrics?
I'm ready.
All right. Metallica, Master of Puppets. Here are your lyrics.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah, you can, because that's kind of hard to hear. I'll turn it up as loud as I can, but this is the last time.
Come on, dude.
And the next line is, say, sir? And then Metallica sings.
Metallica sings. Master of Puppets are pulling your strings.
Well, that's what they said.
That's what they said. There's another lyric that comes after that, see, so come on, baby.
And then they sing. Twisting your mind and smashing your dreams. Sorry.
That's right. Not exciting when they smash your dreams. Hey, don't let anyone, let anyone smash your dreams, people. Keep believing in those dreams, okay? I'm just trying to keep everybody excited.
Right. We just have time for one more contestant, Wade.
I think that's got to be Freddie in Diamond Bar. Freddie's a counselor. He's helping people out, and that is always very exciting, Fredly.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Fredly. If you don't get this right, we only have one person that's won, right? Okay, so if you get this right, we do a drawing. If not, then we go back to Steven and Simi Valley. All right, your song is Rise Against, Ready to Fall. Here are your lyrics.
I'm standing on the rooftop, ready to fall.
I think I'm at the edge now, ready to fall.
Oh, man.
Oh.
See, so close.
Want to take another run at that, Freddy, that whole lyric?
The first part of it was correct.
Too far. I think I'm at the edge now. I could be wrong.
There it is. Got it right the second time.
That's
nicely
very
done.
Exciting when you get a second chance and you get it right.
All right, you hold on. You didn't win yet, dude. Lisa, drawing, please. We have
this
Steven.
Is very exciting. A choice between two people, both equally worthy of the tickets, and only one is going to walk away a winner.
It's Freddie and Diamond Bar.
Freddie
and Diamond Bar. How about that?
Yeah. He's very excited. He's very excited. And that makes me excited.
Okay. Thank you, Freddie. We'll see you on Saturday.
Hello?
Can't hear.
Hey, bye, Kevin and Bean.
He's so excited. He's foaming at the mouth. And that's what I like to see because I'm waiting for home.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Wade. Go lay down and relax a little bit, all right? You've earned it. You're going to think that we're lying when we say this, but this week the trial is expected to begin against R. Kelly for that video you may remember from back when you were in high school of him with a girl that was underage.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 6 years ago. It's taken that long to get to court. It's finally happening. They're actually in jury selection process in Chicago this week. It's amazing how many times they've been able to get this thing postponed.
He faces up to 15 years in jail if convicted on the 14 charges of child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
The alleged victim, who is now 23 and also R. Kelly's goddaughter.
Oh, wow.
By the way.
Didn't know that.
Is claiming that it's not her, and he's claiming that it's not him.
Right.
Now, not that we've seen it, because we haven't, because that would be illegal. But had we seen it, it looks a lot like R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks a lot like a 13-year-old girl.
It sure does.
Not that we'd seen it. But as you know, you remember his Trapped in the Closet. Remember what a big deal we made out of those? Those are the best songs ever. Remember this?
disaster. Rufus Lones comes home to find his wife been sleeping around.
Got like 22 chapters of that and more on the way.
Yeah.
Well, this might surprise you because they're just now interviewing potential jurors, but he's already got trapped in the courtroom.
Are you kidding me?
Chapter one.
He's figured out a way to make money off of his criminal trial now?
Yes. Oh, and by the way, we forgot to mention that it wasn't only just sexed with the alleged goddaughter. It was also the
very popular water sports.
Water sports.
Ah, yes.
Yes, water sports, if you know what we're saying. That's...
It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm supposed to be in the courtroom, but I'm running a little late. I was up all night getting stoned on shrooms. It's been 6 years now, and they're finally gonna pick a jury. They say I f***ed a teenager on a video, but I'm still saying it wasn't me. I don't think things would be so bad if it wasn't for the water sports. What can I do? I'm just a man. Well, actually, I'm a genius, but still got warts. I get to the courtroom, and my lawyer says I gotta talk to you. He says they've got another video of a girl in Atlanta. Man, what did you do? I say that bitch wanted it. He says she was 13 at the time. I say, what if she was 15? He says, no, 16, no, 17, no. That's still a crime. Let me think a minute, because that was a long time ago for me. He says, it doesn't matter. You're still gonna do some time? I said, golly gee. Suddenly the courtroom door opens, and I know things won't be going right, because I've already picked a jury, and I'm looking at them, and most of them are white.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That's ugly.
I guess there's more to come on this case. We'll keep following it for you.
We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067 remains the number toll free to call and get on the air. And check this out. You know how we unveil the new prize on Mondays? And it's kind of dodgy. Sometimes it's crappy. Sometimes it's great. Listen to this. How about seeing Indiana Jones before it opens? How about an advanced screening from K-Rock of Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull next Tuesday at the Arclight in Hollywood? That is your prize.
All right. Let's begin with Mike and Downey, who's effing shaky at best. Mike, good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Mike?
What it do, baby boo?
Hi.
All right, guys, listen, man. I was at Microbrew. I saw Mike perform, and I'm not going to Weenie Roast unless he's headlining it, man.
Nice! Okay.
Psycho Mike should headline instead of Metallica?
You know, I love Metallica, bro. Love them. My favorite band. But, look, the energy at Microbrew was amazing.
And Brown Am. Glendale's my town. Brown Am. I love System of a Down. Brown Am. Because I'm Armenian, bro, covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe.
Look, first of all, you're crazy, Mike. If he's on the bill at all, he should be very, 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 very early in the day. But I wouldn't be opposed to Brow Down on stage at the Weenie Roast. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Okay, yeah, awesome.
We gotta bring him out. But I mean, my point was, if I'm gonna listen to beat, I gotta be calling for Mike. You know?
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Appreciate it.
I mean, yeah. Keep in mind, you were hammered at the Microbrew Festival too.
You were there.
That's a good point.
You weren't there.
All right, I wasn't there. Mike, were you hammered at the Microbrew Festival?
I had a few.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. That's why Psycho Mike sounded so good. Yeah. You can see the video of Mike's performance at the Santa Anita a couple of weeks ago up at KRock.com. It is in the video section if you want to check it out. But we should – I know Mr. Weatherby hates our show and hates us having anything to do with Weenie Roast, but we should at least run that flag up the pole and see if anyone salutes about getting Mike to perform.
Run the flag up the pole and see if anyone salutes.
Yeah,
he could come out with Scars on Broadway.
Oh, they'll love Brow Down. You could come
out with them. Mm-hmm. Jason in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. What it do?
What it do? Hey, all right. So I'm getting off work yesterday, and I'm really tired because I didn't get enough sleep. And so I'm driving down Santa Monica Boulevard, and I guess I nodded off. And so I swerved into the lane, and I quickly, holy crap, and I look over, and it's Tom Cruise, and he flips me off. It was fantastic.
No way!
Yeah, yes way. And I'm 95.2% sure it was him.
I'm 4% sure it's not. What do you think of that? You were sleeping, and you caught yourself in another lane and looked up, and instantly that was who it was for sure?
Right, exactly. Well, because, that's what you're going to do. I swerved in the lane. I'm like, holy crap, because I almost hit this guy.
Was his head above the steering wheel?
What's that?
Was his head above the steering wheel?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not him. I'm going to suggest that Tom Cruise probably isn't you think he's driving his own car through?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah, it was a nice Mercedes.
All right.
Yeah, could have been.
Right. I think because he saves lives, because he's where drama breaks out, that he was anticipating our caller might be falling asleep having an accident. He wanted to be there to pull Jason out of the wreckage. He was there to save his life in case things went badly.
That's a good point. He likes to do that, by the way.
He has his sixth sense about those
things. He does.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Tito, who is calling from Panorama City. Good morning, Tito.
Hey, what it do, Durden? Hey, listen, guys.
Durden.
I'm calling because Psycho Mike is blaming all of the Laker fans for the Laker loss, but yes. In reality, it was him.
It was him. Okay, now, he's got the magic shoes, and every time he wears them, the Lakers win.
Dude, on Friday, he told the world he had the magic shoes, and I figured a Jazz fan took those shoes, laid them across the back of a Kobe jersey, and now he has back spasms.
So he gave away the secret, is what you're saying.
Thank goodness he didn't lay it across the front. His heart would have exploded.
Yeah.
So when you got the secret voodoo, you keep it to yourself. You're saying you don't let the other team know.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
See, we've got a lot to learn about how this whole thing works, I guess. Thanks for the call. Let's try Dan in the LBC. He's on line 8. This sounds like a very curious Mother's Day story. Hi, Dan. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What's going on?
Baby boo?
Hi, Dan.
Hello. All right, let me give you a little backstory real quick. On Monday, I'm adopted. Mm-hmm. I was adopted from birth. And
you were adopted on Monday?
No. I was adopted from birth.
Okay.
But,
okay.
On Monday, my birth mother found me. And we're at a 22 year. I'm 22 years old, and out of nowhere, she finds me. And we decide to meet up on Wednesday. And so we go to Tequila Jack's in Long Beach and Shoreline Village. And this is the first time we meet.
Okay, hey, let me stop you right there, Dan. Dan, were you glad to hear from her, or did it turn your whole world upside down and now you're in a bad spot because you didn't really want to know her?
Well, you know, at first I was kind of freaked out by it, but now it's turned out pretty cool. I mean, I have a brother and sister, and it's actually working out really nice.
No, fantastic.
That's good.
All right,
go ahead. And and the parents who adopted you, they're cool with it?
I haven't told them yet, only because my mom's about to go through a major surgery, and I don't think she can handle it right now.
Yeah. You mind if we call her?
if you want to talk to Dan mind. Off air and get the rest of the story of his
I'm just interested.
That up for you, but I'd like Dan to get to his freaking story.
He's going to get
mind.
To the story, but the rest of it is interesting.
Not if you keep asking and quit. So what was she wearing? So
I didn't. All right, Dan, go ahead and pick it up.
Anyway, so we're talking there for a couple hours, and then I get up to go to the bathroom. And I'm on my way back, and I see this guy hitting on my mom, my mom that I just met. I didn't know how to react. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. And he thought I was with him, and I'm like, no, it's my mom. Anyway,
was she young and hot?
She's 39, and I think she's beautiful. I'm not going to say she's hot because she's my mom and all.
Sure,
right. But you'd hit that if she weren't your mom.
No.
If she weren't your mom.
Bean saying if she's not your mom, you would hit
she
that.
She's an attractive woman is what we're saying.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
You can say that about your mom.
And you were trying to get her drunk, and he was getting in the way.
Isn't it weird to think that he could have met her at a bar like a week ago before he knew that it was his mom, and he could have hit that? Isn't that weird?
Oh,
that's where Bean goes.
Why do you have to be so creepy?
I'm just saying.
It's creepy.
Yeah. It is creepy.
Bean is creepy.
She works like 10 blocks away from me. It's crazy.
Wow, that's weird.
Wow. All right. Well, good luck with the new extended family, dude.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Kind of cool, but it is hard to defend your mom after you just met her from some guy. That's an awkward situation.
She's sort of my mom.
Says she's my mom.
From a while ago.
I'm not sure yet, but.
Just met her, but still, hands off.
Do we have time to do one more?
Yeah.
Only if it's bad.
Let's talk to Ishmael on line 4.
Should we call him Ishmael?
I was going to ask what we should call him.
No,
Ishmael, what'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew? What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do?
So, over the weekend, my buddy got busted for stealing gas.
Was he siphoning it out with his mouth?
Yeah, we were making fun of it last week, too.
That's happening all the time. That's the highest percentage uptick in crime right now is people stealing gas like that because it's so expensive.
Well, he was even making fun about it, like what a dirtbag you'd have to be to do it.
But was he doing it to be funny, or was he doing it because he's kind of broke?
I don't know. He gets out this morning, so.
Who did he get caught by, the person that owned the car or the police?
I guess the neighbor called it in. It was late at night, and I don't know all the details. I know he's getting out this morning, sometime today, out of Burbank.
Fantastic.
And I just thought it was what a great time to get caught.
If there was any more to that story that would have made it interesting for the rest of us, we would have enjoyed hearing about it.
He will know later.
Okay, well, we appreciate that, Ishmael. Hang on
and
enjoy.
About his family, Bean. Maybe there's some interesting details there. How's that working out for his family, the guy who got arrested? Are they dealing with it okay, or are they having some problems right now? Has he told them about it yet?
I want to thank our guest, Jerry Martell.
Major surgery's coming up in your friend's family?
For joining us today. He is the creator of HotGirlMaps.com. I'm not even going to bore you with what it is. Just go there and please enjoy.
And also thanks to Tito from Panorama City for calling. Thank you, Tito.
This is 1059. Listen, Heiner. When it comes to the Bach, you grab your ankles and the chee-chee-chee-bocas when the queso.
Right. Tomorrow morning.
Take it to you.
All new Kevin and Bean show. We have, of course, your K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta tickets.
I'm sorry, what?
Kevin, excuse me.
I'm sorry. Did I say it wrong again?
Please use the right name.
The amazing Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta.
Yeah, Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta. And I wondered why they wrote W-E-E-N-E-E. R-O-S. I mean, they
it is phonetically spelled
on the board in giant letters. I don't know. I think it was up there when he said that.
They don't want the Yay Fiesta?
So it's the K-Rock Weenie Roast Yay Fiesta. We have tickets tomorrow morning.
Hang on a sec. Mr. Hasselhoff, you had a question about the Weenie Roast?
How far is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert, do you know?
We'll have to talk you off the air. We don't have time.
It's in Irvine. It's quite a ways.
I'd love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They're not playing,
sorry.
Hey, the Hills are on tonight. That means Spencer the Love Dispenser will be on again tomorrow morning.
La, 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 la.
Thank you, Spencer.
Matt Money Smith, supposed to be on the air today. Didn't make it.
Yeah.
What happened, Money? What happened with you?
Well, here's the thing. I had to take my wife, Carrie, out of Lakers.
He didn't show up, much like the Lakers didn't show up.
Oh, how dare you.
Oh,
that's because
of
Mike.
How the Flyers doing? Shut up.
Also, the third baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Blake DeWitt, on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
Wait a minute. What does Joyce DeWitt have to do with the Dodgers? She was on Three's Company.
Blake.
That's a whole different
Young Dodger.
Subject. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
I'm sure there are.
Oh, no. The Marriott, Dave.
Kat Corbin is up next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the new one from Weezer. Also, 3 Days Grace, Green Day, MGMT, Foo Fighters, and more after this on K-Rock.